Harrison Smith coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon from the InfoWars headquarters here in Austin, Texas. Very glad to have you here today. Obviously, a big news day today as we have the first, as I can recall, the first ICE-involved shooting leading to a death of a American citizen today. We'll get into that news and talk all about it. This is what they've been waiting for. And the left feels like they have a green light now to wage actual civil war in America. Will Trump invoke the Insurrection Act? He probably should. We'll look into all of the angles of this. We got a lot of other news to cover as well. So let's begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Wednesday, the 7th of January, 2026. ICE shoots and kills woman in Minneapolis. Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers in Minneapolis shot and killed a woman in her car today. Video of the shooting shows an SUV stopped at an angle in the street as a pickup truck with emergency lights on approaches and stops in front of it. Masked agents exit the truck and immediately ordered the woman to get out. As the officers started to pull on the door handles of the SUV, the woman backed the SUV up and then started to pull away, forcing an ICE officer who had stepped in front of the driver's side bumper out of the way. It appears though he actually gets hit by the car. We have a bunch of different angles of this because, like so many other times in the recent past, these ICE raids take place in the middle of the day, in the middle of liberal cities, with people inside ICE feeding the location of the raids to activists who show up and try to disrupt things. It was only a matter of time before these things turned really violent and somebody other than an ICE agent got hurt. But, of course, it is really the first time that, you know, we've seen something like this. Previously, it's been multiple attacks on ICE agents, including yesterday when an ICE agent was tracked to his home and was assaulted by a guy with an AR-15 shooting at him multiple times. I guess having identified him probably through a video of some sort, tracked him to his home and tried to kill him there. And that's just the latest in at least half a dozen attempts on ICE officers' lives this year. And ICE has been incredibly restrained so far. We'll see what comes next. We'll return to that story, of course. It'll be our top story today. Meanwhile, making the American dream real again. That's a headline from Infowars.com. Trump to ban big corporations from buying single-family homes. This is a very good thing. On Wednesday, President Trump addressed the unaffordability of home ownership in America by pledging to ban large institutional investors from buying up single-family homes, saying for a very long time, buying and owning a home was considered the pinnacle of the American dream. It was a reward for working hard and doing the right thing. But now, because of record higher inflation caused by Joe Biden and the Democrats in Congress, the American dream is increasingly out of reach for too many people, especially younger Americans. For that reason and much more, I'm immediately taking steps to ban large institutional investors from buying more single-family homes. I'll be calling on Congress to codify it. So we'll be looking a lot into what Trump is doing. He's doing a lot of really good stuff in the last couple of days. They've also come out with, actually our next story, HHS and USDA unveiled a new food pyramid. RFK says war on unsaturated fats is over and is now declaring a war on sugar. So this, the vaccines, the new food pyramid, banning large corporations, it seems like Trump is perhaps feeling the fire under his butt now that it's 2026 and we're in an election year, and he's looking around and noticing that half of the people that got him into office have abandoned him over his failure to uphold the promises of his campaign. We'll return to that in just a minute. Meanwhile, U.S. forces dramatically seize a Russian-flagged oil tanker, Marinera, in Atlantic. This is a pretty crazy story. We'll get into this. There's a lot of speculation about whether it was really an oil tanker or whether it was carrying weapons. Finally, Rubio says he'll meet Danish officials this week amid tensions over Greenland. He's saying he wants to buy Greenland. Caroline Leavitt is saying, you know, military is not off the table. And Europe is acting like it has a say in any of this, which is very cute. It's very cute. You're seeing Europe be like, we will take Europe away from America. We will run NATO ourselves. Like, aw. Aw, it thinks it's a country. Look at that. Isn't that cute? Shut up, Europe. We do what we want. We're America. Greenland is ours.
I'm not an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and an analyst and a futurist and a father and a guy who loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer. It just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night. To quote Waylon Jennings.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Annihilate. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon. We had very big news day today. Very big news day. We got a lot to talk about, from politics and Donald Trump apparently asking the House Republicans for advice. Just like, dude, they are the wrong people to ask about why things seem to be going sideways. We'll be talking about that. But of course, the top story today is this ICE shooting. We have the shooting on film from a variety of different angles. We have the left activating immediately. They've been eagerly awaiting this eventuality the entire year, and it looks like finally they may have their George Floyd moment they've been waiting for to give them the excuse they need to act like they're the ones under attack. Now, this is ridiculous because over the last year, there have been multiple attacks on ICE agents and facilities that have left them horribly injured. Luckily, I don't believe an ICE agent has been killed in one of these, but you have what happened in Dallas, just outside Dallas here in Texas, where you had ICE agents assaulted in an ambush with a multi-stage operation being carried out where they first started a fire to lure the agents out and then had people pre-positioned in an ambush, eye line to fire at them. You had like 10 people involved in this multi-stage attack, but that was just one of the many attacks. You had the other guys shooting at the ICE agents, accidentally hitting the people they were detaining. You've had ramming attacks in the dozens. Of course, anytime ICE tries to do anything in the blue states or cities, they are immediately, identified where they're going and what they're doing. And then you have a bunch of activists showing up to try to stop them, including by ramming their cars into ICE vehicles. Even yesterday, you had an attack on an ICE agent at his home by a guy who showed up with an AR-15, started shooting at him. ICE agent returned fire and took the guy out. It's been sort of a constant, actually. There's been a consistent simmering violent undercurrent going on with ICE. Now, ICE has been, frankly, incredibly lenient in all of this. Also in a way that it's like they're being so like casual about it. I think it actually kind of makes things worse. Frankly, I just think the way that ICE and the deportations are being carried out is just bad strategy overall. When this keeps happening over and over and over again, it was only a matter of time. It was only a matter of time before somebody pulled a gun on an ICE agent in the middle of one of these riots or actually ran over an ICE agent or tried to. I mean, again, even just off the top of my head as I'm talking about this, there was that other one in the pier in California where the guy in the van was backing up and like trying to run over ICE agents. They had to fire on him. I mean, there have been probably 10 at least examples of like gunfire being exchanged between ICE and activists throughout this whole year. Again, it's a miracle that it hasn't happened yet. Now, it finally has happened and they're seizing on it with everything they've got. But this is a consequence of a number of things. First of all, obviously, the fact that we have to do these raids is the consequence of the fact that Democrats opened the border in the first place and brought in tens of millions of people and then are activating their activists to hate and want to attack ICE. But the fact that we have to send ICE out at all is not, we don't want to. This is, we are fixing the problem you created, right? You're the one that got us infected with this illness. You can't exactly complain about the taste of the medicine. now that we have to apply it. Okay, so we shouldn't even have to be doing this anyway, but the Democrats invaded our country, so we have to do what we have to do. But then on top of that, the way ICE is being forced to carry this out because of judges' rulings, because of just intervention constantly from activist judges, oh, ICE can't, you know, you have to do it this way, can't do it this way, can't wait at courthouses to pick people up, you can't wear masks, you can't, you know, have National Guard there to keep the peace. So they're really making it as difficult as possible for ICE to carry out the deportations that we shouldn't have to carry out in the first place. And then every time you have this massive disruption, you have people showing up and trying to get in the way, getting in the way, ramming the cars, attacking ICE agents. I mean, they have been just basically just like flicking sparks at the tinder pile for this entire year, waiting for the flame to catch, just eager, desperate for the flame to catch. So then they can not only distract from the incredible fraud going on, like, just no, it's not a coincidence that this is happening in Minnesota. Like, whether this is, you know, obviously the people in Minnesota are very incentivized politically to make the most out of this as they possibly can because, well, just before the shooting today, all of the attention in the world was focused on the unimaginably gigantic fraud schemes that are ripping their state apart. So obviously they're going to seize on anything like this to try to distract from what's coming out about the fraud. But also, like, okay, they have that fraud because they have all of these migrants who are committing the fraud in collaboration, coordination with the Democrat Party that's sponsored by and funding all of this. So, like, if there's going to be a violent attack on ICE, it's probably going to be in the state that is a boiling over pot of chaos because of just the incredible failure of their leadership in every possible regard over the last several years. So obviously this was going to happen here. But then also I would say that just the way that this, that the deportations are happening is really not responsible or effective. And I understand that they're, you know, hamstrung quite a bit by these judges who I don't think have standing anyway, and I think you should be able to ignore them regardless or just fire them or do a judicial act of some sort to circumvent this, these obstacles. Because if you don't, people die. Like, that's the point, right? Because if ICE agents are forced to take their masks off, then leftist activists use facial recognition software to find out who they are and where they live, and they're going to go to kill their children. So, like, okay, some idiot judge just decides to tell them they can't wear masks. Like, it doesn't matter. For the safety of the people involved, you have to ignore them. I'd say the same thing about all these other stipulations about how they have to do stuff. And you can do it a million different ways. Like, this is the problem. It's been a year. I think at this point, now that we have our first for sure verified ICE killing fatality, and I think the whole thing is, I don't know, it's almost perfect for, like, everybody who's looking at it can see exactly what they want to see. Was the guy in mortal danger because he was about to be run over by a car? If that's your perspective, yeah, the video looks just like that. If instead you want to say this was a trigger happy cop that wasn't in danger but just wanted to kill somebody, guess what? The video shows you that too. It's almost the perfect, you know, whatever test, Rothschild test. That's not the word. Crew, come on. What is it? Rorschach test. Thank you. It's like the perfect Rorschach test video where you can really see whatever you want to see. I guess we should go to some of these videos so you can see whatever, you know, you're predisposed to want to see in these. Let's just go through the videos to start with clip one here. This is the rear angle of the ICE involved shooting in Minnesota today. Let's watch. So this is sort of the longest and clearest video. There's the truck with the emergency lights on pulling up. And everything seems pretty calm here. The way this was portrayed at first made it seem like this was a super chaotic scene. But there the guy tries to open her door. There's the shot. And that car crashes into the other car. So again, if you're looking at it, and we can look at it from a different angle here, we can go to clip two. This might be a zoomed in one a little bit more. No, it's just a slightly different angle. But again, we have all these angles because there are, like, dozens of activists already there getting in the way and disrupting things. Now, why this woman is doing some sort of three-point turn in the middle of the road, why she's trying to escape when they're trying to open the door, why they're trying to open the door. Like, these are all questions that we have that are unanswered so far. Here's the close-up of the moment where it actually looks like the guy gets hit. Like, he definitely gets hit there. For sure, that is the car hitting him. I don't think you can argue that. And so, in, you know, if that's the case, yeah, she was trying to run him over with a car. That's a deadly weapon. I mean, what do you think you're doing? Like, what does she think she's doing? And that's really the key here in understanding what happened, what transpired. First of all, it's an out-of-state license plate, so that may be of interest, considering that these may be, you know, funded national groups that are sending people here specifically to cause disruptions. But this woman is operating in the mindset that she's been told over and over, ICE is evil, you know, you can basically do whatever you want, you're a hero if you, you know, slam your car into them. She's not thinking like these are the lawful authorities, I better treat them as such, but they are. So it's like you have these, as Alex always puts it, like wind-up toys. These leftist wind-up toys who are basically being trained that, like, yeah, go in the lion's den. The lions aren't allowed to hurt you. And so they're going up and bopping a lion on the nose and then getting bit and going, oh, what the hell? It's like, well, these are the lawful authorities. They're carrying out a dangerous mission. They're trying to arrest people who can and will fight back. This is not a game. This is not, you know, some, I don't know, play acting you're involved in. These are real guys on a real mission, under real threat. And you're some idiot driving your car into the middle of it, honking your horn and flashing your lights and trying to run one of them over. Like, what are you doing? I feel bad for her. You know, obviously, wish she hadn't died. Wish she hadn't been there in the first place. Wish she hadn't been lied to by the left. This makes her a hero, and that's what you're supposed to do. I mean, they set her up for this, and that really is the sick thing, because you can see it now. They're like, yes, we have it. We have our blood. How Alex put it today, the bloody shirt to wave. I mean, they have been pushing their people to do this, pushing their people to get involved, pushing their people to be disruptive, pushing their people to be violent against ICE, pushing their people to think of ICE as illegitimate and acting as, you know, unauthorized thugs. So, like, okay, I'm not going to stop if some thug tells me to stop my car and tries to open my door. I'm driving away, too. But these are the police. These people are lawfully empowered with the right to commit physical force if and when they think it necessary. Like, it's a constitutional and fundamental part of having a civilization that people are empowered in this way. So the left sets these people up, sends these people out to be their little foot soldiers, to get herself killed so that now she can be the casus belli to start the real revolution. And they legitimately are trying to make this into, you know, the spark that lights the fire. It's very frustrating. Again, million different ways to do this, I think, that are better and more effective. And there's really no excuse now, especially in that somebody is dead. Like, okay, the left is going to use this as an excuse and say, as the mayor of Minneapolis has, get the F out of our city. More people are going to die if you don't leave, right? It's a terroristic threat. But, you know, they're going to use this death as an excuse, say, oh, okay, we can't enforce the law anymore. Somebody died last time we tried to enforce the law, so we can't enforce the law anymore. What should be happening is, okay, we can't be doing these ICE raids anymore. We can't be having people showing up and trying to stop us from carrying out our orders. That can't happen anymore. Somebody died, all right? Somebody died last time you guys tried to do this. We have to enforce the law. And if you people are going to show up and try to run us over with cars, this is unsustainable. This can't happen. You're not allowed to do that anymore. Right? That the response needs to be, okay, if we don't want to have to go one by one, send a dozen agents to go haul away some 4-foot-tall Guatemalan dude, you know, from his stolen home in the suburbs of Minneapolis, like, what if you just go after their bank accounts, go after the corporations that are employing them, go after Uber, go after Lyft, go after all of these, you know, apps, allow them to work under the and get paid under the table? Why don't you use the IRS agents that you hired to go after regular Americans? Why don't you use it to systematically identify and debank every illegal immigrant in the country? How about you seize their remittances from, you know, Wells Fargo or however they're being used to send them? And if people go, well, wait, you can't seize remittances. You say, look, it's either this or people are going to keep dying. All right. We can't be doing this piecemeal fight with a bunch of leftist idiots every time we try to go arrest some foreign invader. We are invaded. This is a war. We should treat it like a war. And that doesn't mean just go in and kill everybody. It means, like, identify a neighborhood, move in the middle of the night, cordon off all the entrances and exits to that neighborhood so no activists can get in, no immigrants can get out, and then you just, you know, cinch in that perimeter until you've gotten everybody that's illegal in that particular square mile, and then you pack up and leave and go hit another place at midnight when they don't expect it and just, like, declare martial, go, okay, this one square mile area is now under martial law. Sorry, I know, it sucks. It really sucks. We don't want to have to do this, but unfortunately, our country is replete with traitors that opened our border and invaded our country with a foreign army. So now we have to be under martial law. It sucks. That's why we told you not to do it. That's why we begged you not to open up our border and put us in this position, because we don't have to just sit by while our birthright is stolen. We actually are obligated to fight back and stop this. And you people are making everything worse. So I think there's like a million billion different better ways to do this. Let's go to clip 7 here. This is Jacob Frey, who, I got to agree with Alex on this. This is one of the guys. This is one of these characters that is so inauthentic. It is, like, actually scary. It's like he's a human being that somehow still falls into the valley of where you're not sure if it's human or not. Like, the more real animation becomes, it hits the uncanny valley. That's what I'm thinking of. Jacob Frey is a human being that somehow exists in the uncanny valley. There's something indefinable that when you look at him, something in your lizard brain, some sort of evolutionary animalistic response triggers that says, I'm looking at something dangerous and unreal right now. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but it's him, whether he's jiggling around like an idiot for the Somalis that he's bringing over to screw over everybody else, or weeping crocodile tears at the golden casket of George Floyd, or pretending to be a tough guy and cursing into the microphone while telling ICE to get out of the city. It's just like, can he just be illegal? I don't know if he's committed a real crime yet, but I feel like his existence in America is a criminal offense against us that has to be rectified. Sorry, I'm rambling. Here's the mayor of wherever, clip 7, Jacob Frey.
To ICE, get the fuck out of Minneapolis. We do not want you here. Your stated reason for being in this city is to create some kind of safety, and you are doing exactly the opposite. People are being hurt. Families are being ripped apart. Long-term Minneapolis residents that have contributed so greatly to our city, to our culture, to our economy are being terrorized, and now somebody is dead. That's on you. And it's also on you to leave. It's on you to make sure that further damage, further loss of life and injury is not done.
Yeah, so, like, Fringle, I'm sorry for even playing. I forgot. We don't actually have to listen to or care what any of these people say. Sorry, that was my fault. Treating this as if it's something that's worth consideration and argumentation. It's not. And that's sort of, I mean, our options here, you either have to just ignore these people or arrest them. Anything other than that, you're playing a fool's game. They're not sincere. They don't believe anything that they're saying. If they wanted to make things safer, then they would have their own local police assisting ICE. They would help cordon off the area. They would help keep the activists back. And if they'd done that, this woman would be alive. But ICE agents are carrying out their lawful authority. They're carrying out their constitutional duty. They're doing it in a way that without the constant and chaotic interference from left-wing activists is the safest way you could do it. So we just need to not listen to them, not try to argue with them, and just arrest them, destroy them, whatever. Whatever has to be done, it has to be done. Tim Walz, this is breaking, is now threatening to mobilize Minnesota National Guard to keep the federal government out of Minnesota. Literally Civil War style rhetoric on exactly the same day that the Congress puts out a report showing that Tim Walz and his administration actively fabricated documentation to cover up for the fraud that they were involved in. What a coincidence. This guy's trying to kickstart a civil war in America to distract from the fraud that he committed against the American people. That is sickening. Let's go to this video.
Order to prepare the Minnesota National Guard. We have soldiers in training and prepared to be deployed if necessary. I remind you, a warning order is a heads up for folks. And these National Guard troops are our National Guard troops. They're teachers in your community. They're business owners. They're construction professionals. They are Minnesotans. Minnesota will not allow our community to be used as a prop in a national political fight. We will not take the bait. We will continue to update you, Minnesota, as we get more information. Now I'd like to turn it over to Commissioner.
So now they love the National Guard. Now they love the National Guard. Strange. For some reason, I don't think a judge is going to step in to stop the, you know, deployment of National Guard here, even though, was it literally yesterday, the day before, Donald Trump agreed to withdraw the National Guard in California, Oregon, all these other places. In a stunning escalation of tensions between state and federal power, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz issued a warning order to the Minnesota National Guard on Wednesday, threatening to deploy state troops to protect Minneapolis from what he called a national political fight waged by the Trump administration. The ball is in Donald Trump's court now. There's never been a more clear cut, I mean, in our lifetimes, literally since the Civil War, reason to invoke the Insurrection Act. He literally just has to do it. Like, you have to arrest Tim Walz. You actually have to arrest Tim Walz now before he can give an order for the National Guard to try to fight federal troops. Like, you actually have to go in and arrest him and put the state under federal control. You actually have to do that now. Right? I mean, you have to nationalize the National Guard here. You have to federalize it. And use it against Tim Walz before he uses it against you. Like, that's what you have to do now. So, wonder if he's going to do that. He's been talking more about the Insurrection Act. I don't know what you're waiting for. You now have a governor of a state saying he's giving a warning order to the National Guard because they might need to be used to fend off federal action in his state, despite the federal action being 100% constitutional, 100% in line with their lawful duty, carrying out orders from the lawful president, duly elected by the people. You can't let them get away with this, Trump. Like, what are we doing? You have to go arrest Tim Walz now. You have to do this. It has to be like today. What the hell?
We're extending our 47% off Patriot Day sale. One more day. It was a one-day sale. We're doing it one more day today, and that's it. All products, T-shirts, hoodies, all the supplements, ultramethylene blue, you name it. For one more day until tonight at midnight, Wednesday, January 7th. That's on top of the discounts that are already there. No discount code needed. Sale ends tonight at midnight. Also, when you order any supplement, you get your choice of a free bottle of Atomic Defense, a Moon Boost, or Shilajit gummies that are incredible to be added to your order. That makes this a loss leader in some cases. This is insane. So you buy something, get 47% off, and then get the Shilajit or the Atomic Defense. That is insane, folks. This has got to be the best deal ever. That's 47% off your purchase and a free $30 value or more with the purchase of any supplement. Each order placed today gets you 50X entries to win two vehicles, our Ford Raptor and 10K cash, and our brand new Ford F-250 diesel with $10,000 cash. So if you've ever been on the fence about getting ultramethylene blue or getting our Irish CMOS or getting our Shilajit or getting our bovine colostrum or getting any of it, now is the time. And then we have our ultramethylene blue with beef tallow. This is already super popular, methylene blue with concentrated organic beef tallow. So good for your skin, doesn't clog your pores. Got all these key vitamins and things in it. It's already a bestseller, so we went out and made our own even better. And it's super popular. So I'm glad we launched it yesterday. I'm glad you're excited about that. Bovine Blue Tallow, limited run, TheAlexShowStore.com, 47% off as well. TheAlexShowStore.com, TheAlexShowStore.com. And if you're going to buy anything at the store, you can cancel any time for free. In your profile, become a VIP for $30 a month. It's like Amazon Prime. You get $40 to spend instantly each month when you are a VIP. You get special deals, special offers, and special sales. So anybody buying anything needs to be a VIP. You can cancel any time. So you just make money doing that. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back. TheAlexShowStore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from TheAlexJonesStore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, folks. We have more out of Minneapolis now. Another video of Tampon Tim Walz. Really is amazing how all of this is coming to a head. I'm just thinking back to, like, the fact that most of us, I'm willing to bet, had no idea who Tim Walz was before Kamala Harris picked him. And from that moment, it was like, who is this freak and what is he up to? I mean, just from the first vice president debate with J.D. Vance, do you remember? Do you remember the eyes? Walz's eyes getting really wide, being like, well, I'm a goofball. What can I say? It's like, why did you lie about your military involvement? Well, why did you completely lie about what you did and how long you were in the military? And he's like, fuck, I guess I'm just a goofball. Guess it was just a big goof. And it's like, what? This man is the governor of a state. What is wrong with him? And since then, oh, we found out a lot that's wrong with him. And it has gotten to the point now. Yeah, this is like our first introduction to old Tampon Tim. And it's only gotten worse. Like, it's never gotten better since then. And now he has been exposed to have presided over the greatest theft ever exposed in American history of hundreds of billions of dollars on his watch that his attorney general was helping to cover up. Is on, you know, hidden mic, secretly recorded, admitting he's covering it up. And so, like, it's, you really couldn't have planned it better than this. When you look at this in the timeline of how we got here, you have, like, the story of Somali fraud that's been known for a while. And that's sort of part of the suspicion of all of this, is that everything about these fraud schemes has been known for like a decade at this point. So it's kind of weird that it all started to like bubble up. And Nick Shirley makes this video and becomes this, you know, huge talking point. And investigations get launched and audio gets leaked. And it like really starts to come out that not only is this fraud scheme unimaginably huge, it's been covered up from the people who are empowered to actually investigate and stop things like that, because they're literally in bed with the Somalis, getting more than half of the money that's funneled through to them. Some of it goes to terrorist organizations in Somalia. Some of it goes to Democrats here so they can get elected. The rest of it goes into the pockets of the Somali people. Children never exist. As this scandal starts to like spiral and the snowball starts growing, more and more people looking into it, suddenly there's this shooting and you have Jacob Frey, mayor of Minneapolis, and Tim Walz coming out and going, oh, now we have to invoke the, you know, actual call up the National Guard and go fight them because, you know, this is terrible and ICE is trying to stop it. It's like, this is, I don't know, man. This is crazy. This is legitimately the beginning of the second civil war. I really feel like everything's coming to a head now, and no matter what happens next, things are about to get crazy. What should happen next is Tim Walz should be given the Maduro treatment is what should happen next. Is Tim Walz should find himself, you know, blindfolded on a helicopter with a bunch of Delta Force dudes taking selfies with him. That's what should be next on Tim Walz's agenda. Because clearly this is a failed state. Minneapolis is a failed state, and they now are trying to start a civil war to cover up for the fraud that they've now been exposed in. I mean, I don't know how you can spin this any other way. This is legitimately crazy. And I'm like, struggling to think about how I'm even going to tell this story, because it's like, it's so intertwined. You have the shooting today, and we can get into, and we can talk about the response to it and everything. But then the fraud in Minnesota, technically, these things are not related. On the face of it, these things aren't related. One of them is an ICE, you know, sure, they're related. They both have to do with immigration a little bit, but like the Somalis are legal immigrants for the most part, committing fraud. Tim Walz, these should be separate, independent things. I don't think they are, though. I think these are highly connected. I don't think it's a coincidence, as I laid out in the beginning of the show. So Tampon Tim is now saying it's a Patriot's duty to protest ICE. This coming after earlier today, somebody protesting ICE is now dead. Okay, so he's saying, go do more of that. Is this a responsible reaction to a deadly scenario? Let's watch.
I want Minnesotans to hear this from me. The desire to get out and protest and to speak up to this administration of how wrong this is, that is a patriotic duty at this point in time.
I think your patriotic duty is to call Tim Walz a retard. I think that's your patriotic duty. Donald Trump has responded to this, saying, I've just viewed the clip of the event which took place in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It was a horrible thing to watch. The woman screaming was obviously a professional agitator, and the woman driving the car was very disorderly, obstructing and resisting, who then violently, willfully, and viciously ran over the ICE officer, who seems to have shot her in self-defense. Based on the attached clip, it's hard to believe that he is alive, but is now recovering in the hospital. The situation is being studied in its entirety, but the reason these incidents are happening is because the radical left is threatening, assaulting, and targeting our law enforcement officers and ICE agents on a daily basis. They're just trying to do the job of making America safe. We need to stand by and protect our law enforcement officers from this radical left movement of violence and hate, President Donald J. Trump. So I'd say there's no need to exaggerate, frankly. That's the other statement there from Raytheon, which I'm not even confused what he's talking about there. I think everything he said is true. I mean, but then he says, based on the attached clip, it's hard to believe that he's alive. And it's like, well, I don't think you have to go that far. I think he was in the right to do it. I think she was trying to drive him over. I think it was her fault in being in that situation in the first place, trying to drive away while obviously being given orders to stop because she was, you know, causing a dangerous situation. I'm just not sure why you would say, like, he's lucky to be alive. I mean, I guess he is because they tried to run him over, but he's absolutely right that obviously this is unacceptable. You have to do something to stop it. If they're going to be protesting ICE, do we need to counter-protest ICE? Is that what needs to happen? Is it patriotic Americans need to also show up here and provide backup to ICE? Would that make things better? Would that de-escalate the situation? Trisha McLaughlin says this: today, ICE officers in Minneapolis were conducting targeted operations when rioters began blocking ICE officers, and one of these violent rioters weaponized her vehicle, attempting to run over our law enforcement officer in an attempt to kill him, an act of domestic terrorism. An ICE officer, fearing for his life, the lives of his fellow law enforcement, and the safety of the public, fired defensive shots. He used his training and saved his own life and that of his fellow officers. The alleged perpetrator was hit and is deceased. The ICE officers who were hurt are expected to make full recoveries. This is the direct consequence of the constant attacks and demonization of our officers by sanctuary politicians who fuel and encourage rampant assaults on our law enforcement. These men and women who are simply enforcing the law on the books are facing a 1,300% increase in assaults against them and an 8,000% increase in death threats. This is an evolving situation. We'll give the public more information as it becomes available. And I think that's right. Obviously, the left is going to try to turn this into George Floyd 2.0. But we just have to, you just have to do something about this. And you now have Tim Walz doing everything he can to stoke the fire of civil war. And it almost certainly has to do with the same reason that he just dropped out of the race in Minneapolis. They've been caught committing fraud on an industrial scale through the immigration system, through the immigration services system, in collaboration with, in coordination with the Democratic Party in charge. Like, this isn't speculation. This isn't like a fantasy. I'm telling you, Minneapolis is run by criminals that knew about the fraud and engaged in the fraud. So the only thing to do now is to arrest them and charge them federally. Like, they are, do you understand? They are the ones who are supposed to charge people for crimes. They are the ones committing the crimes. People who are committing the crimes aren't going to charge themselves, right? You understand this? So we are living through very historic times right now. Clip number 9. You tell me if it's a coincidence that today Tim Walz is activating the National Guard and threatening to deploy the National Guard against federal agents as he tells his own citizens to go protest, that is, riot against federal agents. He is trying to start a second civil war on the very day that it was revealed that his administration actively participated in the fraud, stealing hundreds of billions of dollars from Minnesotans through the Somali welfare scam. Let's go to clip number 9 here. This just dropped today. What a coincidence.
Against fraud. The performance audit shows the Behavioral Health Administration sent millions of dollars out the door in grants without making proper checks into who was receiving them. And that is not even the most jaw-dropping finding. Lou Ragus has tonight's top story. Lou?
Julie, according to the nonpartisan legislative auditor, this is another case of mismanagement of taxpayer money. But perhaps the most explosive revelation is that managers within DHS, the Department of Human Services, tried to cover their tracks by backdating and creating new documents.
I do want to talk about what a serious issue this is and how it is, frankly, unacceptable.
Another sobering report by the Office of the Legislative Auditor, this one concerning the Behavioral Health Administration within the Department of Human Services, which issues grants to providers treating mental health and drug and alcohol addiction, hundreds of millions of dollars each year. The audit found them issuing grants to applicants without a bidding process.
So what we saw is that there was multiple entities that could have been eligible, and they chose not to provide a justification for why they were picking those.
This report is quite stunning.
One outrageous example, the auditors found a grantee that was paid $672,000 for 1 month of work without any info on what they do. And the audit says the grant manager who paid it then left DHS a couple days later and became a paid consultant for that company.
To me, that's criminal.
Auditor Judy Randall says she was most shocked that during the audit, multiple DHS managers backdated or created new documents to try to cover their tracks.
Frankly, in the 27 plus years I've been with OLA, I have never seen this before. I will say we have had suspicions periodically, but we have never been able to prove it, to document it. And we did in this case. And it's very troubling.
Temporary DHS Commissioner Shireen Gandhi's response.
I was shocked to hear this information in the exit conference, and it is absolutely unacceptable that any staff would provide anything other than accurate representation of the work done to an auditor.
Now, there were a lot of questions from lawmakers about whether this audit should result in criminal investigations, so we'll see what comes from that. The Office of the Legislative Auditor provides recommendations both to the department and to lawmakers in case law changes are needed. Just one more time of what the auditor said regarding this fabrication of documents. She called it a systemic problem within DHS.
I mean, Lou, it just seems like every time you think it can't get worse, it does. I do think this is jaw-dropping. You mentioned that they were talking about criminal investigations. I think I speak for a lot of people watching right now who really want there to be some kind of accountability. Did you get any sense from that meeting today or in talking to any of your sources that there actually will be accountability?
Well, no, that's something that's going to require some follow-up, because one problem the auditors had is they didn't have subpoenas to issue to people that no longer work for the BHA within the DHS, and so they couldn't bring those people in and question them, and so it would take an outside agency such as law enforcement to look into it.
Just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Lou.
Do you understand what they just said, like what they just revealed? The fraud was so blatant that they're like the auditors are just like aghast. There's like, I've never seen this ever. So DHS, Tim Walz's DHS in particular, went back and fabricated documents that they backdated to make it look like they had done the due diligence when they actually hadn't. That's fraud on top of fraud. That's fraud to cover up the actual fraud. But the people that did that haven't even been arrested. Nothing's been done to them. One guy, this is how this works. You've got a guy in the DHS that's in charge, or in the government that's in charge of giving out grants. He has a friend that creates a company. They give that company a grant of millions of dollars with no competitors, no justification, no bidding, anything. Just, he's in the position of authority. He's got the control of the purse strings, so he gets to decide where millions of dollars go. He gives it to that company, quits 2 days later, and goes and gets a job at that company as a highly paid consultant. He just stole millions of dollars. That's all that happened. I mean, in the corporate world, they wouldn't be confused at this. It wouldn't be, our board doesn't have the ability to issue subpoenas about this. Really? So if some guy at like an oil company with access to his company's bank account had his friend start up a fake business, funneled $10 million to that business, quit the oil company, and went and got a job at that business that he just sent $10 million of the oil company's money to, you think that that guy'd get away with it? Do you think that'd be hung up in bureaucratic niceties, or do you think he'd be arrested for theft? This has happened at a statewide scale in Minnesota. This stack of news is mind-blowing. Minnesota audit finds $425 million grant program failures, missing oversight. House Fraud Committee Chair Representative Kristen Robbins discussed Governor Tim Walz ending his election campaign. Actually, I think we have a video of that. Clip 11 here. This, again, just shows you how deep this goes. I mean, I'm sort of getting flashbacks to, like, Russiagate or something, where it's just like, we have the criminals on tape, in their own words, admitting what they did. Why are we not charging them? And the only answer you can come up with is because the criminals that are on tape admitting their criminality are the law enforcement officers that would be empowered to go after crime. Like, we're talking about the Attorney General of Minnesota on tape, collaborating with, coordinating with, negotiating a cover-up of the criminality in exchange for votes and campaign contributions. We have him on tape doing that. He is the Attorney General of Minnesota, okay? He was obviously in collaboration with the governor. They were obviously in collaboration with the mayor. Like, you can't do this without all of these people being involved. And the Smalley community can't be a part of this without the entirety of the Somali community being indicted for this, being culpable of all of this. The report released on Monday found that between July 1st, 2022 and December 31st, 2024, DHS dished out more than $425 million in grants to 830 organizations, the majority being non-governmental, and did not show proper oversight in watching those taxpayer funds, which in many cases were meant to help those with addiction and mental health issues. The audit found missing progress reports and discovered BHA could not show it had completed all required monitoring visits and had no documentation at all for some of them. Additionally, auditors discovered what appeared to be backdated or newly created documentation that did not exist before the audit, suggesting an effort to retroactively manufacture paperwork to show compliance. Everybody involved needs to be arrested yesterday. Let's go to clip 11 here.
I think he's got a real problem because he might have been the first shoe to fall, but there's more coming. Because Keith Ellison, who is the Attorney General of Minnesota, former congressman who is a member of Democratic leadership, he is on audio, leaked audio, talking to these people, telling them that he will cover up the investigation, telling that they'll tell the investigators to back off. So this resignation or decision not to run, not a resignation, but the decision not to run is not the end of the story. The fraud story doesn't end there. To me, it's really just beginning. And thankfully, there's a very good prosecutor in the state that is relentless. So hopefully they'll get it cleaned up.
Anybody else not really satisfied with that anymore? Well, you know, there's somebody really good, so hopefully we'll see something. The audit found that when employees were surveyed, 73% of them said they did not receive necessary training to properly administer manage grants, with one employee stating, executive leadership has repeatedly shown staff that they won't take the staff's concerns or questions seriously until something serious happens or makes the news. Minnesota's government agencies are already under heavy scrutiny amid a fraud scandal that prosecutors say could total as much as $9 billion and has already forced Governor Tim Walz to drop his reelection bid. That's the other thing. The fraud is so ubiquitous, I can't even keep track of it. This $425 million that was exposed, and during the audit, the state agencies are backdating documents that didn't exist before the audit to try to provide falsified material to get away with their crimes. That's all in addition to the $9 billion that's been discovered so far. It's just like every day you look under a different rock and there's another $500 million that's been pilfered away by Tim Walz and his lieutenants. Ultimately, the report concluded that the state government, quote, did not comply with most requirements tested for mental health and substance use disorder grants and did not have adequate internal controls over grant funds. The audit makes clear the DHS leadership has failed at every level. Employees were not properly trained, oversight was ignored, and accountability was missing from Governor Walz to temporary DHS Commissioner Gandhi to BHA managers. DHS needs a full reset, starting with leadership, training, ethics, and oversight, Coran said during the press conference. The report was immediately picked up on social media, including from an account on X run by hundreds of anonymous DHS staff members. Yes, Minnesota DHS will falsify documents and data. Worst of all, they do it to state legislature to demand more state funding, Minnesota Fraud Reporting Commentary posted on X. And yes, Minnesota DHS lied to federal government, so fire Shirin Gandhi. How about arrest Gandhi? How about arrest Tim Walz? How about when they're engaged in the systematic fraud of billions of dollars and the systematic cover-up of the fraud of those billions of dollars, when they're receiving half of those billions of dollars in campaign funds from the very people that they're on tape negotiating a cover-up with, what the hell are we doing here? I mean, and now Tim Walz is trying to start a civil war. And now Tim Walz is encouraging people to go riot and attack ICE, hoping that he can continue to stoke the fire that's been lit there in an effort to get away with this.
I totally agree. I was in there watching you. You're absolutely right. They have created normalcy bias for escalation. They are making their move, and they had this woman ram them, and then they're trying to cover that up. They are saying call the National Guard out against federal troops. That is civil war. That is sedition to protect 40 million illegal aliens they brought in under Obama and under Biden. I mean, folks, we're here. So make no mistake, stuff's about to pop off. And this is when they're gonna, this is when they'll launch a false flag against some demonstration. We're in a full false flag zone.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to grab a chair, Alex, I don't know what Trump should do about that. I mean, he should just go in and arrest Walz, right?
Like, where we had a lot more tornadoes, because tornadoes kind of stopped north of Austin.
Yeah.
Because of the Balcones Mountains, Balcones Escarpment. Remember being a little kid, my mom, like, I picked you up at school. You know, the light, it's green sky. We're about to have a tornado. She wasn't a meteorologist, and all the time on the news there were tornadoes. Like, we got green skies, man.
Right.
Like, this is we know the environment. You're covering it. You're doing good. I'm going to go shoot a report on it. You've got the clip of Walz. This is like going down.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they're saying they're doing it. He is calling out the National Guard. He is saying, go protest ICE, which we know what that means.
He wouldn't call them out when Black Lives Matter was burning the cities down.
Right. No,
his wife said she loves the smell of burning tires.
She opened the window so she could smell the burning tires. They have fostered this environment. They have created this firestorm that they are now fanning with everything they've got. Honestly, this is – it's both a moment of extreme danger but also a moment of extreme opportunity for Trump. These are your enemies. These are our enemies. These are the enemies of the American people. We have to fight them now.
We're extending our 47% off Patriot Day sale. One more day. It was a one-day sale. We're doing it one more day today, and that's it. All products, T-shirts, hoodies, all the supplements, ultramethylene blue, you name it. For one more day until tonight at midnight, Wednesday, January 7th. That's on top of the discounts that are already there. No discount code needed. Sale ends tonight at midnight. Also, when you order any supplement, you get your choice of a free bottle of Atomic Defense, a Moon Boost, or Shilajit gummies that are incredible to be added to your order. That makes this a loss leader in some cases. This is insane. So you buy something, get 47% off, and then get the Shilajit or the Atomic Defense. That is insane, folks. This has got to be the best deal ever. That's 47% off your purchase and a free $30 value or more with the purchase of any supplement. Each order placed today gets you 50x entries to win two vehicles, our Ford Raptor and 10K cash, and our brand new Ford F-250 diesel with $10,000 cash. So if you've ever been on the fence about getting ultramethylene blue or getting our Irish Sea Moss or getting our Shilajit or getting our bovine colostrum or getting any of it, now is the time. And then we have our ultramethylene blue with beef tallow. This is already super popular, methylene blue with concentrated organic beef tallow, so good for your skin, doesn't clog your pores, got all these cheap vitamins and things in it. It's already a bestseller, so we went out and made our own even better, and it's super popular. So I'm glad we launched it yesterday. I'm glad you're excited about that. Bovine Blue Tallow, limited run, TheAlexShowStore.com, 47% off as well. TheAlexShowStore.com, TheAlexShowStore.com, And if you're going to buy anything at the store, you can cancel anytime for free. In your profile, become a VIP for $30 a month. It's like Amazon Prime. You get $40 to spend instantly each month when you are a VIP. You get special deals, special offers, and special sales. So anybody buying anything needs to be a VIP. You can cancel anytime. So you just make money doing that. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back at thealexjonesstore.com.
Green skies on the horizon, folks. The barometer is dropping. Storms ahead. Anti-ICE protesters outside of Minneapolis courthouse demanding ICE out now after ICE-involved shooting in Minnesota. The leftist networks have been organizing. They have been planning for this. They have been waiting for the green light to activate their minions and start the, I guess it'll be the winter of love this time, but to carry out what they did under George Floyd, which, of course, they not only weren't punished for, the networks that created the riots, again, just in flagrant violation of federal law. You're not allowed to go state to state creating riotous conditions, which is exactly what these groups did. They're on tape doing it. Not only did they not get punished, they had most of their demands met. Police departments were defunded. DEI was established in corporations. Huge funds were established for, you know, racial supremacists that hate white people. Those things happened. Then, even the people that were arrested or at least, you know, placed in zip ties for 30 minutes in New York got payouts of tens of thousands of dollars each, millions of dollars paid out from the city, from the government to the very rioters that carried this out. So not only have they had, do they have experience in this, they have taken those lessons and hardened those networks and are planning to do it again, only to a much greater and more destructive degree. And this is going to get even crazier because already before you had this shooting, DSA, the Democratic Socialists of America, and PSL, one of their aligned groups, were planning nationwide days of action this Saturday already. Friend of the show, Carolyn Boroshenko, was actually in one of their planning meetings. And this is all predicated on Maduro. They're going to go and protest Trump's actions against Venezuela. Let's go to clip number 26 here for a little bit. So just know, as Minneapolis becomes the, you know, heart of the resistance that's just breaking out as we speak, already across the country, you have these well-established, well-funded networks planning already to do a big day of action this Saturday. This will get folded into it, and I have a feeling we're going to be in for a very exciting next couple days. Let's go to clip 26 here for a few minutes.
We have five demands. The first one is to free President Nicolas Maduro and First Lady Celia Flores now. That is our first demand. The second one is to pass the War Powers Resolution, which, we're going to explain what that is. But we absolutely need to pass a War Powers Resolution. That way Trump can't just continue to attack Venezuela without any restraint. And so the third thing is to impeach Trump for war crimes. This is an absolute criminal behavior, and he needs to be impeached. The fourth demand is no war for oil. And the fifth demand is to end all sanctions against Venezuela, which is something that the DSA that we've advocated for years now. And so we have two things in the media future that we're going to be organizing around. The first is to organize and attend a day of action, an action during DSA's National Day of Protest. And it's going to be this Saturday, January 10th. And we're actually working with BSL. So they've co-endorsed January 10th, this Saturday, as a national day of action. And so the plan is that we're going to be working together and also potentially aligning with other left groups in the United States.
I believe that as socialists and as workers, we have an obligation to our international union siblings to disavow these crimes. For this reason,
all right, that's just
my
a little
comrades,
clip of a 10-minute-long video. Carolyn Boroshenko was in their planning meeting, so she was undercover infiltrating one of their Zoom meetings where they're planning a day of action this Saturday. I guarantee you these same groups are meeting right now as we speak to fold in not only the anti-Trump Venezuela protests, now it's going to be this ICE protest, all eyes on Minneapolis as activist groups trying to gather outside of the ICE facility there. We'll return with more on the other side. Stay with us, folks.
Pure delight. Optimal human beef tallow treats meals just right. Cook strong at high heat with a taste so bright. So get yourself to the Alex Jones store. Support the crew and the InfoWar.
Wake up, folks. Spread this message. The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation.
Don't worry, it's safe and effective. Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Alex Jones has been warning for this entire year that the left has a plan they call the Podesta plan that they're all read in on, that they all understand, and they're working quietly behind the scenes to establish networks of activists who will be activated. And all they were waiting for was a false flag, something they had preempted by, you know, telling everybody that this is what they're waiting for. You know, basically saying like, you know, what Trump's doing is dangerous. One of these days he's going to kill somebody and then it's going to really pop off. As soon as ICE kills somebody, that's going to be the green light. And they're communicating this behind the scenes. It seems as though they feel like they found their casus belli, their cause of war. With the shooting of a woman in Minneapolis, again, it's almost emblematic how much like a Rorschach test the video is. If you're pro-ICE, you see that the ICE agent is about to be run over. He's hit by the car and fires in self-defense. But if you are aligned against ICE, it's very easy for you to see it as an act of, police overreach by somebody that had other options available. Regardless, the only reason this condition exists is because of the incitement by the left against Donald Trump, the encouragement of their own people to go interfere in the lawful activities of ICE. And I know Alex addressed this a lot on his show, but I get the same comments of people saying, oh, you know, now you're on the side of, now you're a bootlicker, now you're on the side of the Fed. It's like they're... Do you understand that there's a difference between like arbitrary roadblocks in American cities that, you know, the Fed set up just to normalize the idea that you may be stopped and searched without cause at any time, which is what was happening, you know, when Alex was exposing that type of stuff in the early 2000s. There's a difference between that and ICE agents going after criminals that are in this country illegally and who refuse to leave. Yeah, one is lawful and one is not. If ICE was actually going after American citizens, you bet your ass I'd be down there. In fact, that's one of the reasons why this is so infuriating is because they won't have this energy if and when the United States government becomes truly tyrannical and starts, you know, kidnapping people and all the language that they use about ICE, which is just completely untrue because they're going after people who have broken the law. And are, refusing to obey lawful orders. But if they do ever actually start to be tyrannical, do you think anyone's going to care? You're all hysterical over nothing. You're all acting like you're standing up against tyranny. You're not. So when tyranny actually comes, you're going to be cheering for it. It's actually kind of infuriating. I'm going to open up the phone lines for your calls about this. for the second half of the show. I have a lot of other stuff to cover. The Russia tanker is a big story. What's happening in Ukraine is a big story. There's other stuff to get into, but obviously what we're bringing you here are the latest videos. As you can see, rioters, protesters banging on the door of the ICE facility in downtown Minneapolis. And I imagine this is only going to grow. This is only going to get more intense, more chaotic as more and more people show up. It looks like this very well could be the kickoff of the next round. We have an identity of the woman who was shot today. The woman fatally gunned down by ICE agents in Minneapolis was identified as 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good, a beloved and compassionate resident of the Twin Cities, her mother said. Good was publicly identified by her mother hours after she was gunned down, the Star Tribune reported. Renee was one of the kindest people I've ever known, said her mother, Donna Granger. She was extremely compassionate. She's taken care of people all her life. She was loving, forgiving, and affectionate. She was an amazing human being. That's so stupid, Granger said. Of her daughter's death, she was probably terrified. What was she doing there? Good was killed in a middle-class neighborhood in South Minneapolis where ICE agents were carrying out immigration operation Wednesday. She was among several people who allegedly blocked the street with their vehicles to prevent agents from moving, according to the Department of Homeland Security. Like, that's another one of these things. Do we remember what happened in Dallas with Antifa? I feel like I've said it over and over and over again to the point that you're probably sick of hearing it. Multi-stage ambush attack, right? Where they were using military-style tactics and weapons to fire at ICE agents. Thank God nobody actually died. People were hurt, severely in some cases. It's actually necessary, like it's incumbent on the ICE agents to treat this type of activity like a coordinated attack. And if you're going to attack ICE, if you're going to attack anybody, this is what you do. You box them in with cars, and then you start firing on them. That's how hits happen. That's how attacks happen. That's how attacks on ICE agents have happened in the recent past. So here this woman, like, what does she think she's doing? She's entering into a war zone. She is playing the part of an enemy combatant, setting an ambush for heavily armed agents. And she thinks she just has to be allowed to do this. Are you an idiot? These guys are engaged in lawful activity. They're engaged in law enforcement activity. They're engaged in a dangerous activity. And their lives are at risk. And here comes along some lady with her SUV thinking, I'm going to be the soldier. I'm going to box them in, set them up to be trapped with no avenue of escape. These guys don't know if she's setting them up for an ambush. They have to sort of act like she is, just in case she is, because that's what she's doing, whether she means to or not. Agents got out of their blocked truck and ordered the woman to move her SUV, at which point she sped towards one of the officers, pushing him with her vehicle. Yeah, pushing him with her vehicle. That's how you put that, right? Yeah, when a car hits a human being, we call that a push, right? No, colliding into him with her vehicle. As he spun towards the driver's seat window, he fired three shots into the car. Footage from numerous angles shows. She was shot at least once in the head and later pronounced dead at the hospital. The Department of Homeland Security called her a domestic terrorist who attempted to kill federal agents. Well, you tell me. You tell me who's the domestic terrorist. Is it Ashley Babbitt, the 14-year Air Force veteran, totally unarmed, seemingly given permission to go through a door only to have a man hiding in wait, pointing a gun at her from 3 feet away, shooting her in the neck without warning? She was called a domestic terrorist over and over again. What did she do? Walk through the Capitol without permission? We showed the video yesterday. You can see it. Every angle of the Ashley Babbitt killing, there are police blocking the door. They deliberately leave. They move out of the way and allow Ashley Babbitt to move forward where somebody else is. Michael Byrd is standing, hiding behind a wall, only the hand with the gun pointing out, a scene from Who Framed Roger Rabbit, to kill her. And they say, well, she was a domestic terrorist. More people are lucky they didn't get the Ashley Babbitt treatment. She didn't hurt anybody. She wasn't trying to run anybody over. She walked through the Capitol, was within reach of a police officer who could have reached out to stop her if they didn't want her moving forward. Now they shot her in the neck instead. In this case, highly volatile situation. This woman is actively engaged in, you know, putting up barricades to stop the lawful activity of the ICE officers. She then uses her car to try to run over one of the officers, and he shoots in self-defense. Yeah, she's a domestic. Ashley Babbitt's a domestic terrorist, so is this lady. Even if Ashley Babbitt's not a domestic terrorist, this lady is. Okay? So don't let them try to confuse you with the double standard. Far-left extremists in Minnesota have announced a vigil for their comrade who was shot dead after accelerating an SUV towards an ICE agent in Minneapolis. They're claiming the woman was a peaceful legal observer. Video showed the car blocked DHS agents on the road before the driver accelerated at an agent. A vigil for their comrade. Okay, so she was a far-left activist, they're saying. The Department of Homeland Security called her a domestic terrorist who attempted to kill federal agents. One of these violent rioters weaponized her vehicle, attempting to run over our law enforcement officers in an attempt to kill them, an act of domestic terrorism. DHS Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs Tricia McLaughlin wrote on X, Good's mother was baffled by the idea of her being involved in an ICE protest, however, saying she was not part of anything like that at all. Her SUV swiftly crashed into a row of parked cars as onlookers screamed in horror. Local leaders did not hide their outrage over the killing. As the footage began to spread, ICE, get the F out of Minneapolis. All right, so her mom is saying that she's not involved in any of that stuff, but Antifa is saying she's a fallen martyr and a comrade. Woman shot and killed in ICE identifies 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good. DHS alleges Good weaponized her vehicle. I'm trying to find more information about her in particular. Emily Heller, a resident near 33rd in Portland, told registers she saw a vehicle blocking traffic near the intersection as part of a protest or confrontation with ICE. According to Heller, she was trying to turn around and the ICE agent was in front of her car. He pulled out a gun, put it right up to the hood of the car, and then reached across and shot her in the face 3 or 4 times. Heller said the vehicle then accelerated. This is what we see on video. Another witness, Venus DeMars, is that a real name? Venus DeMars, okay. Who arrived after hearing reports of federal activity near Central Elementary School, said I saw them performing CPR behind a snowbank for about a minute. The ambulances arrived and placed her on a stretcher. Again, we don't have the investigation remains ongoing, and officials have not publicly reconciled video evidence with DHS official account. I don't think they need to. I think the official account corresponds with what we see on the video. And what we don't have is anything before that initial event. I don't know if the crew can try to find what happened, you know, prior to that truck pulling up. But obviously this lady is doing like a 3-point turn across the street. The agents are going up to her vehicle. One of them is trying to open her door. Like, it didn't start that way, right? One thing I can be sure of not being the case is this wasn't a woman who was just confused and, like, you know, didn't know what to do and was trying to just, like, found herself accidentally in the middle of an ICE raid. That seems like kind of how it's being portrayed a little bit. But no, it sounds like, and if we back it up, even that, so it starts off with this other car, like, zooming away. So is that a cop car or is that, you know, another, so like that car zooms away, right? And she sort of waves him on and then she tries to wave on this other car. I don't know. And this is very weird. Other people saying her license plate is from out of state. So again, whatever more information we can get about her, it seems like we're getting conflicting stories here. Some people say, you know, her mother saying she would not be involved in anything like an ICE protest, but Antifa saying this is their dead comrade. Of course, they would say that anyway because they just want to weaponize her death to achieve their political ends. They don't actually care about who she is. Don't be fooled about that. Dr. Mehmet Oz warns Minnesota fraud is just the tip of the iceberg. These things are not separate in any way, right? The fraud is the immigration, is the ICE enforcement, is the pushback. I think they may be more connected than just being about immigration. Leftists in Minnesota are now burning the American flag. This should tell you everything you need to know. What is Trump doing? What is Trump's response to this? So far, he's come out and said, you know, this was fine, basically. But we're seeing it now. So the crowds are starting to gather, starting to light things on fire. I mean, we know Tim Walz had a complete stand down during all of 2020, where his wife literally said she left her windows open so she could enjoy smelling the burning tires all day from the arson attacks and fires that were burning down her entire city. Yeah, I'm going to have to take your calls on this. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. I'll take your calls for the second half of this show. Because it feels like we're watching the George Floyd video. Feels like we're seeing the coordinated activist, Antifa, Democrat, you know, law enforcement, media combine get the green light and start revving up their engines. So what do we do about this? Do we trust that Trump will have an adequate response? Has he learned his lesson from 2020? Remember, 2020 was a little bit different. A little bit. It was that presidential election year. Trump was trying to get reelected. He didn't want to blow his chances by going too hard against the protesters. Now, it's an election year again in the midterms in 2026. Is that going to be enough to stay his hand? Does he think that the optics of crushing these protests are going to play well, or is he just going to do it? Because throughout all of 2020, Tim Walz never activated the National Guard to stop the rioting in Minnesota. But he's already talking about activating the National Guard specifically to fight or somehow expel the federal officers, the ICE agents, that are in the state now. And all of this comes about on the day that his fraud scandals have completely exploded. Do we have this video? Let's pull this in. Yesterday, Tim Walz declared Minnesota is, quote, at war with the federal government, at war against the federal government. Again today, he called it a war with our federal government. This lunatic is sick and dangerous. Okay, that's the official White House account saying that. Try really hard not to yell at them right now. You are the White House. Why are you telling us this? You have a governor of a state who, in his own words, has literally declared war against the federal government. He has now actually given orders to the National Guard to prepare for deployment against the federal government. What are you posting videos for? What are you posting videos for? Why are you posting videos of this? We know. Oh, we're aware. We're very aware. Yeah, I mean, we're just in bizarro world. It is so crazy. So unbelievably crazy. Stuart Rhodes and Joe Biggs, Enrique Tarrio, were sentenced to 20 years and more in prison under charges of insurrection and seditious conspiracy, which they said in the indictment was an unspoken conspiracy. They didn't do anything. But because the government assumed that they all shared a psychic bind, they all shared a mind wave that told them to cause an insurrection, they were declared guilty and they were sentenced to 2 decades in prison on literally nothing. Like, I can't explain to you how absent of any evidence there ever was for those charges. Here you have a governor of a state of America saying we are at war with the federal agents. We are at war with the federal government. I am hereby issuing an order to the National Guard to be ready to deploy against the federal government. If you can arrest and imprison Stuart Rhodes for having a weapons cache several states over at the same time a riot happens in D.C., I think you have enough to arrest Tim Walz, who is the governor of a state and is actively deploying the military against the federal government. And if Trump doesn't resolve this, what are we going to do about it? So I think we're in the same position as Trump was in 2020. We understood this is all about the election. We understood that they were going to cause chaos specifically and intentionally to try to incite violence against them, to weaponize it politically. Are we going to be so patient again? This is from Andy No. Leftist rioters attack DHS agents as Democrat leaders incite insurrection against the federal government. This is the same city that tolerated the deadly BLM Antifa riots in 2020. So here you have video. Leftist rioters are now attacking DHS agents, perfectly in line with and in accordance with the demands from their governor and mayor, who are in a state of sedition and insurrection. Might be time for that Insurrection Act, Trump. Might just be time. Might be time for a federal takeover of the state of Minneapolis, which is a failed state at this point. And of course, sort of the most annoying part about all of this is knowing that none of these people are going to be arrested. And if they do get arrested, they're going to be maybe paid $500,000 for their trouble.
By the way, I know you're already covering it. They're already rioting in Minnesota.
Where the crew's bringing up all the newest footage as it comes up.
This is from earlier today, but they're rioting. Pull up Fox News. They're like attacking police, period. I mean, this is the leftist uprising, and they have a woman trying to ram somebody with a car. Remember the MSNBC headlines from 6 months ago? We need blood.
Yeah.
I mean, we need our people to die. This is so sick.
They've been waiting for this. They've just got the green light. Yeah, guys, bring up whatever live footage you can or whatever videos are dropping. There are lots of people on the ground there. I don't know where Nick Sortor is. If Nick Sortor is in the mix anywhere, maybe we can get him on the line. Or anybody else that we know in the area. If the crew wants to start reaching out to people, I would like to get a line on this. We're just monitoring the feeds that we have as the rioting breaks out. I mean, you got to wonder if the National Guard would even follow Walz's orders. We're going to stay on top of this. The riots are starting, and it's only going to increase into the weekend, as they already have pre-planned riots across major U.S. cities, already planned because of Venezuela. Those are going to now morph into anti-ICE protests, and things are about to get crazy. We're going to be here monitoring it and bringing you up to the minute developments. Stay tuned. I do ask you to go to thealexjonesstore.com to support us. We are, again, going to be covering this live just like we did through 2020, just like we did through 2024. We will be your outlet for the truth as long as you're there to support us. Go to thealexjonesstore.com for the biggest sale we've ever had. 47% off absolutely everything on thealexjonesstore.com. 40% off absolutely everything. No discount needed. The sale ends tonight at midnight. And when you order any supplement, you get your choice of either a free body of Atomic Defense or Shilajit gummies added to your order. So you get 40% off your purchase and a free gift. Absolutely incredible value. More on the other side.
We're extending our 47% off Patriot Day sale. One more day. It was a one-day sale. We're doing it one more day today, and that's it. All products, T-shirts, hoodies, all the supplements, ultramethylene blue, you name it. We're one more day until tonight at midnight, Wednesday, January 7th. That's on top of the discounts that are already there. No discount code needed. Sale ends tonight at midnight. Also, when you order any supplement, you get your choice of a free bottle of Atomic Defense, a Moon Boost, or Shilajit gummies that are incredible to be added to your order. That makes this a loss leader in some cases. This is insane. So you buy something, get 47% off, and then get the Shilajit or the Atomic Defense. That is insane, folks. This has got to be the best deal ever. That's 47% off your purchase and a free $30 value or more with the purchase of any supplement. Each order placed today gets you 50X entries to win two vehicles, our Ford Raptor and 10K cash, and our brand new Ford F-250 diesel with $10,000 cash. So if you've ever been on the fence about getting ultramethylene blue or getting our Irish Sea Moss or getting our Shilajit or getting our bovine colostrum or getting any of it, now is the time. And then we have our ultramethylene blue with beef tallow. This is already super popular, methylene blue with concentrated organic beef tallow, so good for your skin, doesn't clog your pores, got all these key vitamins and things in it. It's already a bestseller, so we went out and made our own even better, and it's super popular. So I'm glad we launched it yesterday. I'm glad you're excited about that. Bovine Blue Tallow, limited run, TheAlexShowStore.com, 47% off as well. TheAlexShowStore.com, TheAlexShowStore.com. And if you're going to buy anything at the store, you can cancel any time for free. In your profile, become a VIP for $30 a month. It's like an Amazon Prime. You get $40 to spend instantly each month when you are a VIP. You get special deals, special offers, and special sales. So anybody buying anything needs to be a VIP. You can cancel any time. So you just make money doing that. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back. TheAlexShowStore.com.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones. And they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles. Because you understand the broader course of history. How these things tend to operate. How assassinations tend to occur. How cover-ups tend to happen. How false flags occur. How staged events occur. How also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing. And you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room, and it's looking like war. The insurrection is on. Rioters are smashing the doors of the headquarters of ICE in Minneapolis. As crowds grow to protest the killing of a woman today who was attempting to disrupt an ICE arrest and attempted to run over an ICE agent who responded by firing at her. Here you see the crowds growing. Let's keep those images up, guys. I just want to keep these images rolling or put them, you know, on the screen behind me here. Tim Walz has spoken after this ICE-involved shooting. Here again, you can see the crowds of rioters encroaching on the local police and the federal police there. Looks like throwing snowballs at the police. All right. The snowball is now rolling down the hill. The longer it rolls, the bigger it gets. The bigger it gets, the faster it rolls. Intervention is key now. The sooner, the better. and just about everybody. I'm monitoring X for all the new videos coming up, as well as responses from, you know, our colleagues across the spectrum, and everybody's on the same page. Trump, you got to arrest Tim Walz. You have to crack down on this. You have to shut this down immediately. There's no argument about this. There's no discussion. There's no nuance. The ICE agents have a lawful duty to carry out arrest. Any attempt to prevent that or obstruct that is in and of itself a crime and has to be treated like a crime, and the people doing it have to be arrested. This is an insurrection already, and it's only going to get bigger and grow more. We have statements from the authorities in Minneapolis and Minnesota making statements that are unambiguous, unsubtle. They are declarations of war against the federal government. Let's go now to Tim Walz, who makes no bones about it. Let's watch.
And it's clear. Look, I don't know. I don't think any governor in history has had to fight a war against the federal government every single day.
Well, I said this yesterday. We've never been at war with our federal government.
But you are now, right? I mean, I'm going to open up the phone lines for your call. We're going to bring you, you know, all the updates as they happen, but just know the crowds are gathering. The networks of leftist activists are activating in your city as well as Minneapolis. And whether it starts right now or whether it really kicks off this weekend, this is not going to stop or slow down anytime soon. And it requires a very robust response from the Trump administration. Let's go to another video of Tampon Tim. And this, I think, is a setup for, how do I put this? Basically, they are declaring war against the federal government, but they're basically saying, if you don't want to go to war, then you punish the person that shot the woman. I think you'll understand what I mean. Let's go to this. This is Tim Walz calling the agent that shot the woman a rogue agent. Let's watch.
Of nature, if it's a global pandemic, or in this case, if it is a rogue federal agent. I don't know at this time, and I want to be very careful. It's unprecedented that we have the federal government's already determined exactly what's happened here and the motives of an individual that we don't even know the name. They don't know the name. And that's very difficult. So,
yeah, you don't need to know the name. Yeah, a car driving right at an ICE agent. ICE agent, it actually hits the ICE agent as she drives through. Oh, but what is her name, though? No, she tried to run over an ICE agent. That's the important part. That's the thing that matters about who she is. Here again, you can see them just bombarding agents with and officers with snowballs as they become more and more emboldened. Really, it's just the most disappointing thing ever, seeing all these people who genuinely think that they're engaged in some sort of righteous stand against tyranny. Either way, it's bad. Like, they either know what they're doing. They either know fully well they're just anti-American scum. They just are advocating for the total deconstruction of our entire system, that they're just evil and just know that they're evil. Or they're so stupid. They're so brainwashed. They genuinely think they're standing up against tyranny. They're contributing 100% to the tyranny in every possible way. I'm going to open up the phone lines. Number to call, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. It's 1-877-789-2539. Brian Krasenstein, this appears to be the ICE agent who shot and killed the woman in Minneapolis. Anybody know his name? So when Tim Walz is like, maybe this was a rogue agent, seems like he's almost saying like, well, you know, if you just give us the agent, if you just sacrifice the agent, then, you know, we'll be satisfied. Which, of course, is a lie. Yeah, our fight continues. ICE out of Minnesota, organizing meeting Thursday, 1-8, 6 p.m. Hey, any listeners in Minnesota want to attend a meeting? Any info warriors out there feel like getting involved? I really don't know what the right thing to do here is, because we are in false flag territory, very much so. I would just like to see the federal government seize the initiative here and actually go crack down on all these people. I mean, I would just preemptively declare a curfew. I would actually arrest Tim Walz, because you understand, no matter what happens from here on out, it is their fault. It's absolutely their fault. They had an opportunity to say, guys, this was the inevitable consequence of, regarding the ICE shooting, this image on the left would have been mainstream media without X. It would have dominated every news network. By the time we would have been able to debunk it, the hands up, don't shoot lie would have spread. With X, the media loses its power. So yeah, it's showing the way that you can, you know, selectively edit or selectively choose angles to make it look like one thing happened rather than another. He's exactly right about that. You guys bring up the call screen whenever you can. We'll start going to calls as soon as they start coming in. Yeah, I think he has to, arrest Tim Walz. I think he has to preemptively declare, you know, a curfew. So like I said, anything that happens from this point out is absolutely their fault. They had an opportunity to come out and say, the last thing we want is more death. The last thing we want is more chaos. This was a tragedy. This should have never happened. We've asked ICE to pause, you know, their activities for the time being, and we ask Minnesotans to trust us. We're going to get to the bottom of this, and we're going to handle it diplomatically. Instead, they said, ICE needs to get the F out of here. If you stay here, there's going to be more people killed, and we encourage everybody to go out and protest and go out and, you know, disrupt what ICE is doing. So anything that happens from here on out, if they want to try to false flag this, if they want to have, you know, an explosive go off and kill a bunch of the protesters and try to blame it on a right winger, or, you know, have a shooter fire into the crowd and blame ICE for it. Anything that happens from this point on is 100% the fault of the authorities in Minnesota and Minneapolis, which is why Trump has not just an excuse or a justification, but it's a necessity now that he step in and remove them from power. When you have people in this state, after a woman has been killed as a consequence of what they've already incited against ICE, going out and deliberately making conditions less safe, deliberately encouraging people to engage in violent activity against agents, like, okay, you now have a duty, you now have an obligation to go in, remove these people from power, and bring about calm, because more people are going to die if you don't. I'd love to see Trump come out and make another statement on this, to actually do something about this, maybe to nationalize the National Guard in Minneapolis, interrupt that chain of command, considering the fact that the people currently in charge are declaring war against the federal government. So, true Civil War conditions. Right now, the sparks have landed on the kindling, the fire, and the flames are starting to rise, but you still snuff it out. You still have a chance now. Put your boot on it. Snuff out the fire before it starts to rage. What we're seeing here are the flames flickering to life after they've done everything they can to throw sparks at the kindling for the last year or more. So again, let's go to Tim Walz here, saying it's your patriotic duty to protest ICE. Here it is.
I want Minnesotans to hear this from me. The desire to get out and protest and to speak up to this administration of how wrong this is, that is a patriotic duty at this point in time.
I mean, that's incitement. I don't know what else it would be. Again, just take it back to January 6th. You know, Trump gives a speech where he says, patriotically and peacefully march to let them know what we think, support, you know, lend your support and your voice to the, people inside the building. And they said, that's insurrection. That's a threat to violence. Meanwhile, the violence is already happening. The violence is already taking place and Walt goes up behind a podium and says, it's your duty to protest ICE. It's your duty to be involved in this. So anything that happens from here on out, 100% their fault. I'm going to go out to call to see what you have to say about this. I'll just say I think this is 100% tied into the fraud ring and the fact that the Waltz government right now is basically just been busted today as having engaged in a cover-up to screw up the investigation into the billions of dollars of fraud that they have actively participated in. And that's who these people are. And they know full well that encouraging people to go out and start confronting ICE, to stoke the fire of outrage that's so misplaced, but, you know, created, fostered by them. He knows how dangerous this is. He does not care. He knows that this could easily spiral out of control. Easily you can, I mean, you have any idea how many mentally ill psychopaths are in the leftist ranks, and you're sitting there going, yeah, it is evil what's happening. They are kidnapping people. Trump is a tyrant. You are brave and a hero for standing up to them. He knows that this could easily become a mass death situation. It's worth it. It's worth it to him. Feels an awful lot like we're sitting here watching the fire start to grow out of control. Trump's our firefighter. He's the fireman. He's got the hose and the water and the ability to do something about it. Do we wait? Do we wait? Let's go to I Fix It All in West Virginia here on line one, talking about Minnesota, seven steps to fix the country. Go ahead. I Fix It All in West Virginia. You're on the air.
I Fix It All here on YouTube. I Fix It All. Look, how to fix 85% of our nation's problems inside of 12 months. I've had this typed up. I'm a leftover from last Friday calls. It's called the 24/7 plan. It's 100% constitutional. So I got to read all this. Step one, declare temporary soft martial law and reinvigorate the defunct volunteer armed self-deputized civil defense volunteers at the zip code level with or without your sheriff's consent. Step two, executive order followed by a vote to lower the bar for treason. Step three, executive order followed by a vote to redefine citizenship revocation. Step four, executive order followed by a vote to normalize firing squads. Step five, evaluate all persons in the U.S. and determine guilt of treason. This will be hundreds of thousands of all races, ranks, and gender, using all available means where tyrants have exposed themselves. Step six, pick your country or pick your bullet test. Those guilty of treason, pick a bullet. Those guilty of calling for the destruction of the Constitution, pick a country. Step seven is the good one. Use National Guard and Amtrak Rail to deposit these people to the East and West Coast. Use three East and three West Coast huge container ships to lawfully or by surprise ship this scum out to other shores. These would be the denaturalized and or illegals. I Fix It All on YouTube focused on self-sufficiency and reduced government dependency. I'm starting a InfoWars call-in show on Rumble with a single focus, but not what's going on, but what we can do.
Well, that'll be very fun. Can people find that by searching I Fix It All?
Yeah.
All right. I agree with your list. I mean, the frustration here is, you know, it's not that complicated to figure out what we have to do. It's literally just enforce the law. As you point out, I mean, your steps are all, you know, very well thought out. At the end of the day, it all boils down to enforce the law. Enforce the law. That's literally it. Deport the illegal criminals. Arrest the people that are getting in the way and obstructing. Arrest the people that have committed fraud. Arrest the people in the government that are collaborating with the people committing fraud. It's not complicated. It's not hard. The only barrier to this is the fact that we insist on providing due process to everybody. And, you know, maybe these are extraordinary circumstances. Like I said last time, you physically cannot provide, you know, full-fledged court trials with lawyers on both sides for 80,000 Somalis that are all involved in this. and you make new methods of prosecution to deal with extraordinary circumstances. What do you think RICO was? RICO didn't exist, but they looked at the, you know, construction of the mob and they decided, okay, we can't charge the people at the top because they don't actually commit the crimes. They commit the crimes through actuaries, through their subordinates. So, okay, we need a new law that says we can charge you with something you've ordered somebody else to do. Like, you just do it. Okay? That's how this works. And you can't go through and systematically, you know, arrest and charge every single person in an entire organized crime family. You charge the family as a whole. It's RICO. It's organized crime. That's what's happening here. So whether it's Somalia or the government of Minnesota, it needs to be treated like a RICO case, like a mob, like a mafia, like extraordinary circumstances that the normal function of the Department of Justice is not capable of handling, so cannot be expected to, you know, stick to its normal modus operandi. Okay? Like we can't systematically, piece by piece, go through and treat every single Somali engaged in the fraud as if they're a sole and independent criminal. Our system is not built for systematic community-wide corruption like this, so we have to just take extraordinary measures. Maybe they'll all light themselves on fire. That's what it looks like is happening. That'll solve the problem, too. Chad in Minnesota's called in on line six. You're there in Minnesota. Are you on the ground? What's happening there?
Hey, Harrison. No, I'm not. I actually am in the city. But, yeah, this is absolutely 100% an opportunity to expose what, you know, has been going on for quite some time. You know, we're sitting here and we know all of the fraud has been going on since 2013-ish. And, you know, now we have the mayor of Minneapolis basically inciting and calling on these individuals with what he said. And he said to get the F out of here. That's not what you do as a leader,
right?
As somebody that is going to actually provide a way of cleaning up. What, I mean, aren't we just playing the role of what they've accused Donald Trump of doing when he was inside? So now you're actually doing what you accused Donald Trump of doing on January 6th, exactly. And that never happened. We all know that. And exactly. Now you have the mayor and the governor, and this is an opportunity. Never let a great opportunity go to waste. And I guarantee you these people that are throwing snowballs at the agents, what another great opportunity. I'd be willing to bet that they're probably half Antifa. They're all inciting. It's all, I mean, all of a sudden, they're just coming out of woodwork. I mean, this is an opportunity that it needs, and you can swoop up. Because, I mean, it was quoted from Jacob Frey, somebody that went to school for acting, and he didn't, you know, passed that and failed at that, and now he's an actor as this, you know, someone who, I mean, this is definitely what he said in his own words, is that it's a tinderbox here, and this is what's happening now.
Yep.
And this 100. Gets me all riled up because of what happened with George Floyd. I was watching the third precinct burn down
right
that day, and here we go.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, they're doing everything they can to instigate this chaos. This can't be allowed to continue. So what is the mood there in Minneapolis? I mean, obviously your city's got a lot of problems, but I mean, what we're seeing is massive crowds starting to gather. Is there an equally sized population that is in favor of ICE, or I mean, what is the mood there? Can you tell?
You know, typically here it's hard to read overall. A lot of people won't say out loud. I speak out loud all the time. People don't like it. It is something that inner city, you got to look at the wards and the representation there. That whole, all the wards within Minneapolis, just go online and look up their beliefs and look at what they have as, you know, what they're running for. And they've done surveys and, you know, police reform, all this stuff, right? But you go outside of the city and you definitely will have support 100%.
Right.
And, you know, that just goes hand in hand with, you know, it's like California. It's like, you know, anywhere, these blue cities, you know, you get out of the city and people are ready to, you know, basically say, get out of here. And the thing is that it's criminal behavior. It can be a sanctuary city, but you cannot, by law, interfere and incite violence towards those federal agents. You can't do that.
Right. And as you point out, you've got these huge crowds throwing snowballs at federal agents. We know what the federal government can do when they put their mind to it. We saw the sedition hunters. Again, I can't help but just keep relating this back to January 6th because there are so many things in parallel, as you're pointing out, Chad, that, you know, the thing they accused Trump of doing, inciting this riot, is literally exactly what they're doing. The difference being Trump never did it, obviously, but also that the riot is already ongoing. There's already been one death, and they're now inciting the riot and now encouraging people, not just in Minneapolis, but around the whole country, to rise up in opposition to this. But then in addition to that, you know how much we've talked over the last year about the incredible surveillance grid that is being installed by the likes of Palantir or, you know, their program Gotham, or there's that other one that, you know, they brag about 30 police departments using all over the country to, you know, essentially have pre-crime. All right, you want to use any of that to maybe identify the insurrectionists assaulting federal officers, or is that only for American citizens who, like, disagree with the lockdown or anti-Semitic? Like, okay, we have all of this incredible surveillance. We have all of this incredible, like, facial recognition technology. Do we want to use it to actually arrest and punish the people that are at this moment engaged in insurrection against the United States, or is all of that just to, you know, crush Americans and our free speech? Again, we've got a lot of more videos about this. They have essentially effectively run out ICE from where they were carrying out their operation. Nancy Pelosi says the killing of an unarmed woman by a masked federal agent in Minneapolis is a moral outrage and a betrayal of American values. There has been no justification offered, only deception and deflection from those in charge. The man was almost run over by a car. What are you talking about? So, and the Democrats are fanning this flame with everything they've got. Accountability for this killing is not optional. As we pray for the victim's family and loved ones, our nation must reject this violence and unequivocally denounce it. We have to crush it. We have to crush it. We have to crush them. I mean, they're excited. They're excited. They recognize what an opportunity this is. These people do not care about the facts of the case. They do not care about the dangerous conditions that they're creating. They just don't care. They're happy to plunge us into literal civil war because their crimes are being exposed and because their pet illegals are being expelled from the country, which, of course, is just dismantling their entire fraud scheme by which they use illegal and legal immigration to enrich themselves, fund their campaigns, and screw over the American people to the tunes of tens of billions of dollars. It's all completely related. And we, again, are just sitting here twiddling our thumbs, waiting for Trump to do something or anything. Stop this, please. Literally anything right now. Do it now. What are you waiting for?
We're extending our 47% off Patriot Day sale. One more day. It was a one-day sale. We're doing it one more day today, and that's it. All products, T-shirts, hoodies, all the supplements, ultramethylene blue, you name it. For one more day until tonight at midnight, Wednesday, January 7th. That's on top of the discounts that are already there. No discount code needed. Sale ends tonight at midnight. Also, when you order any supplement, you get your choice of a free bottle of Atomic Defense, a Moon Boost, or Shilajit gummies that are incredible to be added to your order. That makes this a loss leader in some cases. This is insane. So you buy something, get 47% off, and then get the Shilajit or the Atomic Defense. That is insane, folks. This has got to be the best deal ever. That's 47% off your purchase at a free $30 value or more with the purchase of any supplement. Each order placed today gets you 50x entries to win two vehicles, our Ford Raptor and 10K cash, and our brand new Ford F-250 diesel with $10,000 cash. So if you've ever been on the fence about getting ultramethylene blue or getting our Irish Sea Moss or getting our Shilajit or getting our bovine colostrum or getting any of it, now is the time. And then we have our ultramethylene blue with beef tallow. This is already super popular, methylene blue with concentrated organic beef tallow. So good for your skin. Doesn't clog your pores. Got all these key vitamins and things in it. It's already a bestseller, so we went out and made our own even better. And it's super popular. So I'm glad we launched it yesterday. I'm glad you're excited about that. Bovine Blue Tallow, limited run, TheAlexShowStore.com, 47% off as well. TheAlexShowStore.com, TheAlexShowStore.com. And if you're going to buy anything at the store, you can cancel any time for free. In your profile, become a VIP for $30 a month. It's like Amazon Prime. You get $40 to spend instantly each month when you are a VIP. You get special deals, special offers, and special sales. So anybody buying anything needs to be a VIP. You can cancel any time. So you just make money doing that. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back at TheAlexShowStore.com.
All right, folks, more and more videos are pouring in by the minute, not just of the crowds growing in Minneapolis as the authorities encourage the riotous conditions, but also more and more videos of that exact thing happening. Let's go to this. Waltz urges Americans to take to the streets. So he's not just saying in Minneapolis, but encouraging people to rise up all over the country. Let's watch.
Look, and I understand the uniqueness of this moment in this week, following this week, seeing what's happening in the backdrop of a show hearing in D.C. My job is to govern, and my job is to see what the facts are. This happened a couple of hours ago, and we're already pitting American against American. All of you saw a video in your eyes. We have a chaotic situation caused by the largest deployment in American history of federal agents into a community with no communication to locals. We had a chaotic situation where an individual is in their car, shot and killed. And so, look, I want to be very cautious here because Donald Trump will make this about me. He will make this about politics. This is about public safety, and this is about normalcy. To Americans who are watching this, if you're in Portland or you're in L.A. or you're in Chicago or you're wherever they're coming next, stand with us. Stand with us against this. This was so preventable, so unnecessary, and I don't know. I hope. Maybe we're at the McCarthy moment. Do you have no decency? Do you have no decency? We have someone dead in their car for no reason whatsoever. And I don't want to be right about this, but I said if they do this, they're going to create a chaotic situation where someone innocent's going to get killed. And they did it. And now we hear more political rhetoric. Enough. Enough is enough. And so to Minnesotans, don't take the bait. Do not take the bait. Do not allow them to deploy federal troops into here. Do not allow them to invoke the Insurrection Act. Do not allow them to declare martial law. Uh-oh. Do not allow them to lie about the security and the decency of this state. And let's let this investigation play itself out. Let's make sure we protect our neighbors. I encourage you to use your First Amendment rights and all of your constitutional rights, but do so in a peaceful manner. We'll gather back with you as soon as we gather more information that needs to be put out. But again, stay safe, Minnesotans, and we'll be back with you.
Ah, it seems like old Tampon Tim's a little nervous that they're giving Trump everything he needs to invoke the Insurrection Act. Uh-oh. Oh, don't give them the excuse. Okay, but you just told everybody it's their duty to go protest ICE. You just unambiguously called this a murder and claimed that there was no reason that the woman was shot, despite the fact she's on video driving directly at an ICE agent who then fires at her, despite the fact they're trying to get her out of the car because she'd already been engaged in obstruction of their activities. Uh-oh, looks like Tampon Tim is a little bit nervous that he might be stoking a fire that he can't control. And that if people actually listen to what he'd said previously, that it's their duty to go out and protest. He knows that they're rioting. I mean, they're already committing violence, and he's encouraging them to commit more. And he knows that that's all the excuse Trump needs to invoke the Insurrection Act. Trump, that's what you should do. I don't know if you've read Sun Tzu recently, but when your enemy gets behind a podium and is like, I really hope he doesn't do this one thing, that's the thing you should do, okay? Tim Walz, very scared that Trump is going to have the ability to invoke the Insurrection Act. Well, he already does, and he should.
I'm funded by you, and I appreciate your support. Very humbly, thank you for your support, those that have. Those that have it, what are you waiting for? Our information is bar none the best. The supplements are game-changing. The Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. But there's a deal going for a few more days where you buy any supplement and get a bottle of the Shilajit Gummies or Atomic Defense Super Immune Booster free. You choose which free gift you want. That funds our operation at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank those that have stood with us. If you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. Just in your profile, $30 a month, cancel any time, no charge. You get $40 every time you spend $30 to spend. So you make $10, you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. Then you get special deals, special offers, special sales on top of everything. Also, you get big discounts when you use the app for Android or for Apple at alexjonesapp.com. This links you through to get the free apps right there. So it's the same shopping cart online. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
Back the layers of the day's events to reveal the core truth. War Room with Harrison Smith.
It's not just Tim Walz pouring gasoline on the fire. Dan Goldman, swamp rat extraordinaire, one of the worst people. I'm just going to stop right there. One of the worst people, Dan Goldman, dumping gas on the fire. He, again, in complete disregard of the wealth of video footage that we have showing that, okay, you can argue that maybe, you know, maybe the guy didn't need to fire. Like, it, if you even wanted to take a nuanced view of this, and I actually have some statements that I agree with where it's like, look, this lady shouldn't have been there. She clearly was driving at him. He maybe could have handled it differently, but at the end of the day, this is a, you know, intense, life-threatening situation that the guy found himself in when he had no, you know, not for his fault. He's doing his job. He's doing what he's legally obligated to do when this woman tries to drive her car into him. But they're not, they have no nuance about this. They are, they're weaponizing this politically. That's it. They're weaponizing this 100%. Clearly, they are not interested in lowering the temperature. They're not interested in minimizing the chaos that comes about because of this. They are solely motivated to weaponize this, misconstrue it, portray it inaccurately as a senseless, violent murder of a woman who was trying to turn her car around. They already have a Wikipedia page, by the way, about the woman who was killed. And on the Wikipedia page, they say, she was trying to turn her car around when she was murdered by ICE officers. She was just innocently engaged in a three-point turn when, for no reason, she was shot. That's the message they're going with. They know it's not true. The people that they're telling it to know it's not true. The people rioting and burning a flag as we speak know fully well that's not true. They don't care. It's the excuse they need to do what they wanted to do anyway, which is overthrow the country and destroy not just Trump, but the movement he represents. Let's go to Dan Goldman, the worst. Here he is.
Invading our cities, using excessive force lawlessly with new agents without proper training. And sadly, this was not unexpected, but it is egregious. It was an outright murder. And the fact that the administration is trying to defend the ICE officer when everyone can see with their own eyes that that car was trying to get away because it still turned away from the officer after she was shot in the head. So what? The fact that they are arguing that somehow this is domestic terrorism, much less an attack on ICE, is preposterous. This officer not only needs to be fired and suspended, but based on the video, he needs to be charged with murder.
And do you think that will happen?
All right, so he says it's an outright murder. Again, just lying about what we can all see with our own eyes. But they don't care. But you see what they're trying to set up? Is they're trying to say, well, you know, this officer has to be punished for this. Because they understand the hammer blow to morale that would represent. That all these ICE agents are taking this massive risk of having, you know, they're in right now, as we just showed, you know, Krasenstein's, the leftist activists are out there trying to identify who this ICE agent is, probably to go after his family. So you've got these ICE agents that are taking on this incredible risk to themselves and their family to carry out these, again, lawful orders, duly empowered and, you know, authorized law enforcement activities. And they need to know that their organization has their back, that if the leftists attack and they're forced to defend themselves, that they're going to be able to defend themselves and not spend the rest of their lives in prison as a consequence. These people want the ICE agent to be charged, like Derek Chauvin, with a completely rigged jury pool of people who had decided he was guilty long before they ever heard a single piece of evidence. They want to basically create conditions that are so riotous, that are so, you know, dangerous and flammable, right? So combustible, that basically they want the Trump administration to go, okay, if we just sacrifice this guy, will you calm down? If we just, you know, throw this guy in prison for the rest of his life and give you the guilty verdict that you want, then will you listen to us? Because they understand that, A, doing that will not satisfy these people. They're not, they don't care. This is just an excuse to stage the insurrection they've been planning on, so they'll do it regardless. But also, again, the hammer blow to morale that would be, where every ICE agent now knows, okay, I'm not going to try that hard, right? If a leftist wants to come and try to stop us, I'm just going to let him do it. Because if I try to carry out my orders and they attack me and I have to fight back, then I'm going to go to jail. So I'm not going to do that. So the left right now is seizing on this in a number of different ways. Obviously, they're encouraging their supporters to go out and riot and attack ICE. They're doing this nationwide. This, of course, will combine with the DSA and the PSL, the whatever for Liberation Communist Front group, that are going to use this to spark the riots. It'll be, you know, 2020 all over again. But they're also trying to use it to get ICE to betray its own soldiers, to throw its own officers under the bus, to, you know, weaken that, you know, organizational resolve to carry out their actions. So, you know, the Trump administration is just, it's like 100% clear cut exactly what they should do. And you don't have to even speculate. Just listen to the Democrats and do the opposite, okay? The Democrats want you to treat this ICE agent like he did something wrong, like he was a rogue agent, like he committed murder and needs to be punished, okay? So do the opposite of that. Come out forcibly with ICE saying we 100% stand by this officer. We 100%, yeah, and by the way, Elon should be taking down all of these calls for doxing this guy. They're literally going to go after the guy's family. He has to be put in witness protection, basically. Basically, that's what should happen. Trump administration is to say the officer who was fired upon has been placed in witness protection, and we think he did the right thing. We will not be charging him with anything, and you know, we stand by him 100% like we stand by all of our ICE agents. They need to do that. They need to do that to re-encourage ICE. They also need to obviously invoke the Insurrection Act to nationalize, federalize the National Guard. They're in Minneapolis. They need to arrest Tim Walz, and they should probably arrest Mayor Frey and Dan Goldman while they're at it, because clearly they are inciting violence. I mean, just imagine if you will, folks, yeah, by ICE Nazis. My God. Imagine if you will, folks. I don't know if you remember this. On January 6th, while the riot was going on, Donald Trump did release a video. Do you know what that video said? The video that Donald Trump released during the riot on January 6th said, go home, said, be peaceful, don't destroy things, don't be violent, go home now. They then deleted that video and then deleted his entire X account, his entire Facebook account, and then told everybody, we deleted it because he posted a video that called for violence. Now, what if, on the other hand, on January 6th, Donald Trump posted a video where he said, I just saw Ashley Babbitt be murdered. She was murdered. She was murdered in cold blood by the people in that building right there where you are now. And this will, we will not stand for this, and we will not go home until that murder has been made right. What if he had done that? What if he had incited and encouraged the riot at the height of the violence by weaponizing a tragedy that had occurred during it? Like, do you understand that these people are delusional, and they are the very specters of evil that they see all around them? That they are acting exactly like they claim Trump acts when they're completely lying about that. But here they are encouraging the violence, encouraging people to go out and riot, encouraging people to identify and dox the ICE agents for retribution, claiming that it was murder without a reason to even say that, no knowledge whatsoever of anything more than what we've seen. Trump has an opportunity here that is truly once in a lifetime. All of his enemies are on TV saying, here's what Trump could do to destroy us right now off this excuse. They are terrified that he is going to actually do what he should do, which is invoke the Insurrection Act. I want to go to one more video, then we'll go back out to your calls. Witness to deadly ICE incident has spoken out. I haven't actually watched this, so we'll watch it live here. This was apparently a witness to the shooting. Let's watch.
They clearly wanted her out of there because she was the main car leading the protest, oh, is my understanding. I talked to another guy who was driving behind her, but she was very she was very successful in blocking traffic. She was doing what she was set out to do, and so they wanted to get her the hell out of there. Yeah.
So it looked like she was impeding ICE vehicles.
Definitely, yeah. Okay. That was her goal.
Okay. So we're getting a little bit more clear of a picture. So apparently she was the lead car in the protest attempting to obstruct the ICE vehicles. So not just a random, you know, person driving through, getting confused and trying to leave, but somebody who knew exactly what she was doing and was committing a crime and then didn't want to get arrested for it. I mean, literally exactly the same as God knows how many other police shooting videos we've seen in the recent past. I mean, really, outside of this being an ICE protest, is this not exactly what always happens? Somebody's like committing a crime and driving, and the cops are like, you have to stop, put your hands up, we need to see your ID. And instead they try to drive away or try to drive over a cop or try to grab the cop's gun, and then they get shot. She knows what she was doing. She wasn't just confused and out of her element and, you know, no, she knew exactly what she was doing. And when the cop told her to stop and tried to open her door, she thought, time to get out of here. Tried to run over one of the officers. Well, she probably wasn't the type of person that should have been in that situation. She probably should not have listened to the leftist agitators that have been encouraging people like her to go do stuff like this. That was a stupid thing to do, actually. And anybody who has ever, you know, justified the murder of Ashley Babbitt can shut the hell up about this, because obviously everything happening here is significantly more intense than anything that happened in January 6th. And it looks like we're getting aerial shots as well. Larger crowds of protesters and activists gathering at the site where 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good was taken down in an ICE-involved incident, causing major outrage throughout the city and the United States. So again, we're just monitoring this on all the feeds we can gather here. But yes, the crowds are growing. They're getting more intense, more fires being lit. They're burning flags as they seem like are gearing up for the long haul here. Got to your calls now. Trix Stepp in New England has called in. Go ahead, Trix. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, boss?
How you doing?
Not bad, man. Hey, I just want to throw a timeline out here. I hope Alex is listening because based on his tweet from Brianna, this is critical. From what I'm seeing here, after Trump put out his executive order and also the Department of Defense memo to train up 500 National Guard troops per state, I think it was back in October, if you guys remember this.
Yep.
You got to pull it up. I think Tim Walz was tipped off by this because that order has to go down through the governor to each tag of each state. Now, the reason this is extremely important is that Tim Walz is also a former sergeant major, which he knows the military as well. Mm. If you remember just back before Christmas, I think it was around Thanksgiving, remember the, what do they call them, Seditious Six or whoever it was that throughout that video, right?
Yep.
This is organized. I'm talking up to their level because if that order was passed down to each state, it seems based on Tim Walz's statements today. When I heard his speech in live time, I couldn't believe it. He's attributing that executive order to use troops that are actually in training based off of that order by the Department of Defense to his demise, which is telling me that it sounds like Timmy was either tipped off and or knows that he's been under investigation for at least 90 days.
Hmm.
So right after New Year's, when you're looking at this, what's the nickname, the YouTuber guy that went to these daycares, right?
Surely.
I don't think this was organic. I think Tim knows now that he has been under investigation for at least 90 days since that order.
Right.
And I'm going to say that publicly here because he would not make a statement like that knowing and backing out of the governor's race, knowing that he has absolute control of his National Guard. This is a trump card being played because guess what? As soon as he does that through a Warno, and any military person here, former, doesn't matter, current, knows if he puts out a Warno, the president of the United States can immediately enact that order literally on the spot to activate those troops immediately. And it sounds like he's trying to weaponize that version of the Department of Defense memo that went out. And I think Brianna can actually fully understand and clarify what I'm saying here. It sounds like he is making a run for this, and especially with those seditious six, this is multiple states. And I paid attention very closely to what he said today in his statements, and it's almost as if he's calling out the states that are going to do it with him. And that's what I'm concerned about. It's almost like he's telling you what they already had planned, and now with Pelosi and Dan Goldman coming out, I go, that was the red flag right there.
Right.
So they've been all under investigation, and now they're all going to come yelling. And I think that's exactly what's happening here. And he absolutely should put in the Insurrection Act because this is very clearly, for now, the past 2 months, something that has been building up. And I personally think that they've been under investigation, and now they actually know it, and they're screwed.
Right. There's from Brianna Morello. Tim Walz needs Minnesota to riot right now. It's all a distraction for his fraud. I mean, there's no way it's just a coincidence, right? I mean, it's the very day that it's announced that it's discovered his DHS operatives were fabricating, like fraudulently creating documents and backdating them to try to screw over an audit that's investigating them. The day that comes out, you have these riotous conditions. I think you're exactly right. And again, even if it's not directly correlated like that, like even if, I mean, again, I think it's ridiculous to suggest that it's just a coincidence that these things happen on the same day. But regardless, it's like, no, this is all part of the same operation to bring in illegals, to funnel them government money, to take some of that government money in, to use their position to protect the fraudsters from investigation, to get the votes from the Somali community. I mean, that's the reason ICE is there. That's the reason Minnesota and Minneapolis don't want to cooperate with ICE. That's the reason that they are in the fraud that they're in, because, you know, it's all coming out. I mean, this is, it's all the same thing. Christy Noem, it looks like, is giving a statement on this. She's the head of DHS. Let's go to Christy Noem now. Can we bring this audio, guys?
Today, and why we've been here. in communities across this country and here in Minneapolis, we're just enforcing the laws that we have in this country. For years under President Biden, tens of millions of dangerous criminal illegal aliens, terrorists, and suspected terrorists were allowed to invade our country over our southern border. They were allowed to steal, to defraud, and to perpetuate violence against American citizens. Regardless of who your mayor or who your governor is, President Trump promised every single American that he would make America safe again. He promised every single American that he would work to protect them from dangerous criminals. Since Governor Walz has been in charge of Minnesota, we have seen homicides go up by over 50%. That's also during Mayor Fry's tenure as well. Since President Trump took office, Governor Walz has released over 470 violent criminals back onto the streets here in Minneapolis. He has another 680 of them still within his jurisdiction that he could give to us today to face the consequences for their crimes. Because Governor Walz and Mayor Fry refuse to protect Minnesotans, and instead they protect these criminals, that's why we are here. And we didn't just show up yesterday, we've always been here. But we're surging operations because of the dangerous situation we see in this country and because we're no longer going to allow illegal criminals to damage and harm, to kill, to sexually abuse, to proliferate drugs, and to steal American taxpayers' dollars. This state has faced unprecedented immigration fraud. It's seen unprecedented benefit fraud. Individuals were allowed to come into this country and set up fake companies and fake nonprofits and divert billions of dollars away from American citizens and those vulnerable citizens who truly needed the services from those programs. This city has burned before, and your mayor and your governor let it happen. President Trump is not going to let that happen. He and our federal law enforcement officers are here to bring peace and to bring public safety, and to ensure that criminal activity is stopped and that people who perpetuate it will face consequences. Since we have been here in recent weeks, we have arrested over 1,500 criminals off of the streets. Our law enforcement has arrested murderers, known and suspected terrorists, child pedophiles, and other brutal criminals that were protected here in this city. We should all work together to protect our citizens. We should all protect the men and the women and the families who live here in Minneapolis, who live in Minnesota, and live throughout this entire country. I want to thank you for being here, and I want to thank you for focusing on the important work that our federal officers do and make sure that we're focused on the priorities of this country, and that's making sure that we're keeping people safe. With that, I'll take any questions that you may have.
All right, so this is Kristi Noem live. Let's keep the audio up. I want to hear what answers, what questions he has. We haven't heard anything about.
I say that he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Here.
It's very clear that this individual was harassing and impeding law enforcement operations. Our officer followed his training, did exactly what he's been taught to do in that situation, and took actions to defend himself and defend his fellow law enforcement officers.
Good. That's a good response. Not giving them the ground of, well, we're investigating. We're making sure that
the officer was hit by the vehicle. He went to the hospital. A doctor did treat him. He has been released, but he's going to spend some time with his family. I can't, but the FBI will continue the investigation and release more facts when it's appropriate. No, we're following the standard protocol procedures we do in situations like this. When there's an officer-involved shooting, we make sure that we get the facts and that we are getting the statements from everybody involved and make sure that investigators are handling the decisions.
Secretary, have ICE operations paused because of what happened today?
No, we're still out on the streets doing our work to get dangerous criminals off of the streets of Minneapolis.
To be honest, that I think is kind of stupid.
You know, Tim and I have known each other for years. We served in Congress together. We both ran for governor the same year and have served as governor at the same times. So we were colleagues, and we discussed what happened here today. We have two very different viewpoints of it. I talked specifically about the fact that we have laws. They need to be enforced.
All right, so we're about to go to commercial break. We'll come back to this if she continues to take questions. I'm very happy to see that they're not throwing the ICE agent under the bus quite yet, basically saying nope, he followed his training and he did what he needed to protect himself. He was hit by the car, but he's with his family now. That at least is good to see.
I'm not an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot. and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and father and a guy who loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer. It shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night. To quote Waylon Jennings. We're extending our 47% off Patriot Day sale. One more day. It was a one-day sale. We're doing it one more day today, and that's it. All products, T-shirts, hoodies, all the supplements, ultramethylene blue, you name it. For one more day until tonight at midnight, Wednesday, January 7th. That's on top of the discounts that are already there. No discount code needed. Sale ends tonight at midnight. Also, when you order any supplement, you get your choice of a free bottle of Atomic Defense, Moon Boost, or Shilajit gummies that are incredible to be added to your order. That makes this a loss leader in some cases. This is insane. So you buy something, get 47% off, and then get the Shilajit or the Atomic Defense. That is insane, folks. This has got to be the best deal ever. That's 47% off your purchase and a free $30 value or more with the purchase of any supplement. Each order placed today gets you 50X entries to win two vehicles, our Ford Raptor and 10K cash, and our brand new Ford F-250 diesel with $10,000 cash. So if you've ever been on the fence about getting ultramethylene blue or getting our Irish sea moss or getting our Shilajit or getting our bovine colostrum or getting any of it, now is the time. And then we have our ultramethylene blue with beef tallow. This is already super popular, methylene blue with concentrated organic beef tallow, so good for your skin, doesn't clog your pores, got all these key vitamins and things in it. It's already a bestseller, so we went out and made our own even better, and it's super popular. So I'm glad we launched it yesterday. I'm glad you're excited about that. Bovine Blue Tallow, limited run, TheAlexJonesStore.com, 47% off as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. And if you're going to buy anything at the store, you can cancel any time for free. In your profile, become a VIP for $30 a month. It's like an Amazon Prime. You get $40 to spend instantly each month when you are a VIP. You get special deals, special offers, and special sales. So anybody buying anything needs to be a VIP. You can cancel any time. So you just make money doing that. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of GlucoVantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon polyphenols and bioperin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to, March 2020? Where are we? Folks, we have just witnessed George Floyd 2.0 in more ways than one. We're learning now the place where this shooting occurred is just four blocks away from the place where George Floyd overdosed on opioids. Four blocks. We are within half a mile. Both of these inciting incidents. It's going to be interesting for future historians to look back, wonder how all of this could have happened so coincidentally like this. Let's go to that video. Four blocks away from the site where the shooting happened this morning is the place where George Floyd breathed his last. Here's a report on this from Jake Tapper.
Winnie, describe what's going on in the city there now, hours after this deadly shooting. And just to remind our viewers, this site is four blocks away from where George Floyd was killed 5.5 years ago.
Everyone I've spoken with, Jake, has brought that up. This is a city that's worked really hard to rebuild, a police department that's worked really hard to retrain and change and be the type of department that Minneapolis residents can support. And now they are towing this line, trying to manage a potential another escalation, you know, about something that they were not involved in and that they didn't want and that is happening to them. Here on the ground, we are a few yards from where that woman lost her life. Right now, you can't see it, but in the middle of this crowd here, there is a vigil. People came to lay flowers and pay their respects to that woman. Now we're hearing speakers. This crowd has grown substantially in the last hour, Jake. At a federal courthouse in Minneapolis, there was a crowd of protesters there. They were, you know, chanting, yelling. In some of the video, you can see that a window is cracked. So I think the concern here, Jake, is that this anger will manifest into something that looks similar to the reaction we saw after George Floyd. That is not something anybody wants, but they admit it could possibly be a reality. It's getting kind of loud, so let me know if you can't hear me. Jake, that is the latest here on the ground. Earlier, you know, this was all blocked off, and when we saw law enforcement leaving after they had finally processed the scene, we saw people throwing snowballs and ice chunks at the law enforcement as they left. Then, you know, the people were finally able to see exactly where this woman had her last moments on Earth, and the scene was startling, Jake. There was blood still in the snow. There were pieces of brake light broken among flowers that people had placed in her honor. That is what the scene looks like here in Minneapolis. We will continue to give you the very latest.
And we are expecting...
We'll continue to monitor this as well as the crowds continue to grow. And how coincidentally, just four blocks from where George Floyd died, this woman gets murdered and, gets killed. And then the riot squads are summoned as if from thin air. They appear on command, as if they're all waiting for this signal to be activated. Other people have actually gone in and slowed down the footage, probably the best angle we have of the shooting itself. We can go to that now. It's probably at about 1,000 times, you know, slowed down, probably 10x slow-mo on this. We can go ahead and go to the slow-mo video now. So you see her reversing. We can bring up the audio on this. It's actually kind of interesting. There you see she slams the accelerator forward. The guy pulls out his gun. Gets hit. There's the shot. Another shot. Another shot. So that's probably the best footage that we have of it, and it's pretty unmistakable. The man gets hit by the car. I mean, it's hard to argue with that. He does quick draw very quickly. Tragedy, you know, it's unfortunate that it happened, but it really was an inevitability when you have all of these attacks against ICE going on over and over every couple of weeks for the entire year. What do you expect? Again, ICE agent. Yesterday, there was a story of an ICE agent who was attacked at his home with an AR-15. Crew, see if you can pull up that story. I had it in my stack yesterday. This is a very regular thing. Again, those don't get much play. Those don't, you know, go on the media. I mean, you had a multi-stage ambush, people with military weapons starting fires to draw out ICE agents and firing on them in Dallas earlier last year. Not a big story. No big roundup, no big response from the Trump administration. Just almost like quietly, as if it's just like business as usual. And that's part of this, because these like really insane instances of domestic terrorism that are like completely unprecedented and in any normal situation would cause like a whole of government response. I mean, just one of those types of attacks should have been like a total wake up call. There's been like six. Been so many attacks on ICE agents that just get treated like, well, yeah, there was a shooting at ICE agents today, and yeah, it turns out they shot the people who were being detained instead. Huh, guess they were bad shots. Anyway, blah, blah. And it's like, wait, what? We have leftist domestic terrorists taking pot shots at ICE agents? J.D. Vance's house yesterday, getting all the windows broken by some, you know, violent rioter. I mean, the left has been committing insane violence this whole year. And I'm going to mention, like, Charlie Kirk's murder, all this other stuff. It's just they are ratcheting it up on every level. And I'm sorry, but the Trump administration has utterly abandoned their responsibility, their duty, and their obligation to deal with this. So let's go to your calls again. Chris in Indiana has called in about Minnesota. Go ahead, Chris. You think the National Guard should be brought in? How do you think this should be done, sir?
Yes, sir. First-time caller here. They really need – I can't believe I'm agreeing with Tim Walz that the National Guard needs to be brought up, not on the same scale he is intending. I think President Trump absolutely needs to bring up the Activate the Insurrection Act, bring the National Guard into federal, federal jurisdiction. And in doing so, they also need to research into bringing Tim Walz back into active duty and bring him and let him protect some of the ICE facilities.
That's interesting. I wonder how that works. See, that's what I'm wondering is, you know, that the laws change quite a bit, but, you know, this is so new. I just haven't had time to look into it. I'll do more research tonight, but like, I'm not sure exactly what the chain of command is. If he can nationalize the, or, you know, federalize the National Guard, or if he needs to do something around that, or if, you know, Tim Walz having, you know, is he still able to be called up for stuff like that? You mentioned, Title 10. What is that? How does that play into this?
With the National Guard, Title 10 is bringing the reserve components into federal jurisdiction.
Okay.
Title 32 would be bringing National Guard to a state level, like a state of emergency for floods, tornadoes, stuff like that. Title 10 brings them to federal jurisdiction, which when you deploy overseas into a combat zone, you're on Title 10 orders.
I see. Well, it seems like they've sort of laid all the groundwork, right? They've declared Antifa domestic terrorist. I mean, they've declared, you know, Trinde Aragua as, you know, foreign domestic terrorist. Like, they have laid all the groundwork, it seems to me, legally to treat the invasion like a, you know, military action, which seems like it would give the green light to do sort of whatever necessary to put it down. You sound like you're very informed on this. I don't want to let you go, Chris. Anything else you think should be done here? If you know, if you were advising Trump, what would you say should be the next step that he should take?
He just needs to do something. You know, the American public is really getting tired of inaction, you know, it's pretty frustrating.
Yeah, and that's the irony. You know, we didn't realize this was going to become what it's become, so we basically dedicated our whole show to it, because obviously we can see where this is going and how the left wants to use this, and you know how we're just starting back the cycle that we recognize from 2020. So we've been focused on this, but at the same time, I had a big story today about Donald Trump asking the House Republicans, like, what's going on? Why does nobody, you know, why are the Republican voters unhappy? And it's like, well, because you're not doing anything. And then at the same time, we have the story about the ghost fleet with Russia, and you know, the statements being made by Putin. I think the raid on Venezuela has really changed a lot of the perception of world leaders. Like, I think it's sort of exposed people like Putin, like, yeah, we can sort of get you anywhere. I think maybe that's changed the algorithm a little bit. Like, basically what I'm saying is at any moment we could be focused on this and a nuke could go off in Iran, or, you know, it could be uncovered that there were weapons of mass destruction in the oil tanker with Russia. I mean, big things are happening around the world right now, and it's almost an incredibly inconvenient time for this particular problem to rear its head. But it's not really a coincidence. It just feels like all of these things are coming to a head: the fraud, the immigration, the, you know, Podesta plan, the Insurrection Act, the World War flashpoints with Russia and Taiwan and Iran. It's like everything seems to be coming to a head right now. I think the world is going to change within the next 30 days. You know, there's a guy on Polymarket or one of these betting sites who's known for he's some sort of Israeli military insider because he makes really big bets on things that seem really random, but he's got 100% success rate. So essentially he'll go in the day before, you know, Israel attacks Iran and he'll put a $10,000 betting. I bet Israel attacks Iran in the next 24 hours. And then he's right. And so that happens over and over and over. That account with 100% success rate predicting the actions of the Israeli military has basically said that within 30 days there will be an attack on Iran by Israel and that will kick off in a full-fledged way. Kim.com, famous, you know, tech activist, has also said we could be just hours away from Iran and Israel starting up again, perhaps in an even bigger way. There's rumors that Russia is evacuating all of its embassies in Israel. There have been reports that state planes have been making round trips from Tel Aviv to Moscow and has made two or three trips in a 24-hour period as they try to evacuate everybody. So, you know, all this stuff is popping off at the same time that the world, the geopolitical situation, is also seeming to pop off. And when you say false flag territory, yeah, that's right where we're at. I'll go to more of your calls in just a second. I do want to remind you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. Obviously, this is where you're going to want to be, regardless of what comes next, whether it's World War or Civil War or the Insurrection Act. InfoWars will be here to tell you the truth and bring you the up-to-the-minute coverage as best we can. We really work way too much here, and all that we ask is that you support us in our mission and share our links and share the information, spread the word, follow us on X, follow us on social media, make your own content, download the videos, upload them yourself, share the content yourself, go out, make reports, get on the ground, do the coverage, send it to us. We're all in this together, folks, and we will continue to operate as we have as long as you let us, and you are the ones who decide. Nobody else can shut us down. It's only you, and you encourage us by going to thealexjonesstore.com. You make it possible by going to thealexjonesstore.com, and in return, we have sworn on an altar of God eternal hostility over any form of dominion or control over the minds of man, and we will do that with everything we've got, and we'll take the slings and arrows, and we'll fight the battles, and all that we ask is you support us in this by going to thealexjonesstore.com. And on top of that, we give you really monumental, incredible sales. Like, I'm not like a salesman. I'm not like a marketer. I just tell you what we have and how good they are. And there are times you may think I'm like teasing you, or I'm like, I think this sale is a mistake. Like, I think it's kind of, literally yesterday, I had people DM me showing their shopping cart, showing that they were checking out and showing how little the total was, and they were like, hey, you should probably fix this ASAP. Our sales are so good, people think it's a glitch. I'm not kidding. I had a regular, I don't think he'll mind me saying it, Zero Foxtrot on X, send me a screenshot of his cart. And again, I don't even want to tell you, like, I literally think it's a mistake. I literally think we're losing money on some of this. Because it's 40% off everything. Everything. And so he shows me this cart of the war bonds. It should be like, you know, should be $1,000 worth of stuff. And he's like, hey guys, it's only charging me $530. Should be $1,000. You're only charging, I think this is a glitch. You guys might want to go make sure your back end on the store is up to snuff. I'm not kidding. It's not a gimmick. It's not a tease of like, ooh, our sales are so big, you wait, and it's like 20% off one item. No, no, no. Our sales are so big, I have InfoWars customers DMing me saying, I think there's a glitch in the store. You should fix this. It's not a glitch, folks. It's a sale. That's how good our sales are. So go take advantage of it, folks. I'm surprised they extended this sale. I mean, you're getting 40% off everything you purchase. Plus, you get a $30 value supplement when you buy a supplement. So buy any supplement at 47% off, and you get a choice between the Shilajit gummies and the Atomic Defense absolutely free. That's a $30 value. Plus, if you're in the VIP club, you get additional savings, and you get money every month from the VIP club. costs $30, but you get $40 in store credit. So, I mean, you take us to the bank, folks. Just make sure you go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison. All right. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you. So I'm kind of giving away secrets here. I'm kind of giving away, like, honestly, this is crazy and irresponsible of us. The sale ends tonight at midnight, so don't wait. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison. Plus, every order placed today gets you 50 times entries to potentially win two vehicles. The Ford Raptor plus $10,000 in cash. That raffle ends in just over a week. And then there's a brand new Ford F-250 diesel plus $10,000 cash giveaway. And this is one of those weeks where the two drawings overlap. So instead of just potentially winning one car or the other, you can actually win both. So go now, thealexjonesstore.com. Massive sale, really ridiculous sale to the point where people actually think that we've made a mistake and are trying to correct us. Nope, that's just how generous our sale is. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Out to your calls here in just a second. I mentioned something today on X where I basically said I should not be doing these ridiculous daytime raids. They should cordon off entire neighborhoods and impose martial law while they sweep every house and then move to the next neighborhood. Just pointing out that, like, this is ridiculous. We're sending 12 ICE agents to go arrest one dude, and he's fighting and running, and other people are getting in the way and blocking the cars, and it's like, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. So, but then I get responses from a bunch of people going, ooh, InfoWars calling for martial law? Ooh, you guys have lost the plot. It's like, okay, I'm not calling for martial law nationwide. I'm not calling for martial law citywide. I'm saying that if we want to actually get rid of the tens of millions of immigrants that they've let in, remember, all of this begins with the flagrant lawlessness of the Democrats. So, yeah, everything we're having to do, we don't want to do. All right? This is the medicine to cure us of the sickness that they have infected us with. I don't like the taste of medicine. I wish we didn't have to take it, but we do. And so if you want to deport all these people, then you can't have a bunch of leftist activists trying to run you over the whole time. So, okay, you find, you identify a location, you keep it totally secret, and you treat it like a raid of Mogadishu, you know, during Black Hawk Down, or of Venezuela last week. You go, we have a mission to get in, to get these 50 people and get out. It's going to take 2 hours. And in those 2 hours, sorry, this 3-block radius area, this, you know, whatever small area of this particular neighborhood, you don't have the right to protest for the next 2 hours. You don't have the right to interfere. You don't have the right. Sorry, we're going martial law for this one area for these 2 hours so we can get the illegal immigrants without having to fight American citizens at the same time. Because I want to actually deport all these people in the safest, most effective, most efficient, most, you know, smooth way possible. And that's the way that you do it. Of course, on top of that, you should be ending their bank accounts. You should be shutting down all welfare completely. You should be not just deporting them when they get caught, but sending them to jail for a couple years first so that the punishment for not deporting yourself isn't just deporting yourself, right? The choice should be you either deport yourself and do it yourself so we don't have to come find you. But if we do have to come find you, you go to jail for 5 years. People will self-deport, especially if you seize their money, especially if you confiscate their bank accounts, especially if you go after some CEOs of some companies so that companies stop hiring them and start demanding that they prove that they're citizens before they are allowed to drive Uber Eats or whatever else they're doing. There's so many different ways to do this. It's like we're doing it in a way that it's the one way that absolutely guarantees that it will be messy and chaotic and violent and dangerous. Why? Why are we doing it that way when there's 10,000 other ways to do it? That's my take. So we're not calling for martial law like, you know, the lockdowns were. We're calling for, I am calling specifically for, like, neighborhood-wide lockdowns when you can identify that there's a high percentage of illegal immigrants in an area, cordon it off so nobody gets in, nobody gets out for a couple hours. You sweep everybody up, put them in a bus, send them to jail. That's what I want. That's what we need. Let's go to Kristen in San Diego on line 6 now, talking about Minnesota. Go ahead, Kristen. You're on the air.
Yeah, where are all of our people? I think that we need if they have so many people protesting and all these Antifa people, where are our people? Like, I think it's time to get off of our butts. Like, I mean, I can't do a whole lot, but I'm out in the rural countryside, so I don't really see a whole lot of it. But I don't know. I think people need to stop being big, fat pussies, to be honest. That's my take.
I agree with you, Kristen. You know, it's maybe we need to do it or like threaten to do it just to get Trump to move. Like maybe if they think that we're just going to sit on our hands, then they'll just let the rioters go. But like if they knew that a couple militias were headed that way, I bet the federal government would step in real fast. I bet that everything would get, you know, real different vibe if they knew that a couple of MAGA caravans were making their way towards Minneapolis. They would shut this down real quick. It's only because the left is completely unopposed and are just running rampant. And then you've got like 10,000 leftist agitators throwing crap and ice and burning things. And then like 12 cops just like backing up. Yeah, that's going to continue like that if that's the way that it is. I agree, Kristen. I just encourage people to be safe and careful while you do it, because obviously you could be setting yourself up for something. And we all saw how incredibly lucky Kyle Rittenhouse was that he was rightfully declared not guilty of murder. But things can get out of hand really quickly. But I agree, Kristen. One more call I think we have time for. Let's go to Justin in Florida on line 9. Justin in Florida, you are on the air, sir, soon. Line 9. Oh, wait. Line 9, guys. We'll figure it out one of these days. It looks like an upside down 6. Okay, that's 8. We're getting there. We're close. What is going on? Line 9. All right, Justin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Harrison. Of course, as always, good afternoon and, well, good evening, and God bless to not only just y'all and the crew, but also the United States right now. I kind of want to go into basically what Stuart Rhodes is always pushing. Fact of the matter is, at this particular point, there does need to be some deputization of state militias, not only just the National Guard, because of how heavy this probably will end up turning out to be. Also, as for Pelosi's all over the world, the fact of the matter is, whenever somebody's behind a 1,000 to 3,000 pound vehicle, that's not unarmed. That's maiming, yep, at minimum.
Yep. 100%. And they know that. They know that. They are lying. They're lying because they're trying to instigate riots. They are lying because they want the violence to happen. Like, that's the thing. It's like I was explaining. Like, imagine if Trump on January 6th made a video where he was like, Ashley Babbitt was just murdered in cold blood by these people. We will make them pay. Like, okay, you're inciting a riot. Like, if he had done that, if Trump had done what these Democrats are doing, he would be in jail right now for life, because they would have him inciting the riot. They tried to get him on inciting the riot when all he did was say, be peaceful, go home. Have you heard one Democrat tell these people to go home? Have you heard one Democrat to say, hey, this is a volatile situation, let's be the calmer heads here? Representative Jeffries, there's no evidence as presented to justify the shooting of an unarmed woman in Minneapolis. They are throwing gasoline on the fire. They are trying to instigate a civil war. Donald Trump, you are now mere months away from losing control of Congress and the Senate. You have probably a matter of hours to get a handle on this, or it's 2020 all over again. Only this time, there's no 2024 to come after. It's now or never. Insurrection Act, call up the militia, arrest Tim Walz, do it or lose the country. Act now. The sooner, the easier it will be.
We're extending our 47% off Patriot Day sale. One more day. It was a one-day sale. We're doing it one more day today, and that's it. All products, T-shirts, hoodies, all the supplements, ultramethylene blue, you name it. For one more day until tonight at midnight, Wednesday, January 7th. That's on top of the discounts that are already there. No discount code needed. Sale ends tonight at midnight. Also, when you order any supplement, you get your choice of a free bottle of Atomic Defense, a Moon Boost, or Shilajit gummies that are incredible to be added to your order. That makes this a loss leader in some cases. This is insane. So you buy something, get 47% off, and then get the Shilajit or the Atomic Defense. That is insane, folks. This has got to be the best deal ever. That's 47% off your purchase and a free $30 value or more with the purchase of any supplement. Each order placed today gets you 50x entries to win two vehicles, our Ford Raptor and 10k cash, and our brand new Ford F-250 diesel with $10,000 cash. So if you've ever been on the fence about getting ultramethylene blue or getting our Irish sea moss or getting our Shilajit or getting our bovine colostrum or getting any of it. Now is the time. And then we have our ultra methylene blue with beef tallow. This is already super popular, methylene blue with concentrated organic beef tallow. So good for your skin. Doesn't clog your pores. Got all these key vitamins and things in it. It's already a bestseller, so we went out and made our own even better. And it's super popular. So I'm glad we launched it yesterday. I'm glad you're excited about that. Bovine Blue Tallow, limited run, TheAlexShowStore.com, 47% off as well. TheAlexShowStore.com, TheAlexShowStore.com. And if you're going to buy anything at the store, you can cancel any time for free. In your profile, become a VIP for $30 a month. It's like Amazon Prime. You get $40 to spend instantly each month when you are a VIP. You get special deals, special offers, and special sales. So anybody buying anything needs to be a VIP. You can cancel any time. So you just make money doing that. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back at TheAlexShowStore.com.